Welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
If we're able to serve Him as we ought to, you know, with the mentality of a slave, the way Jesus served God as a slave, that we too, we don't need to be surprised when the rapture is going to happen. Neither do we need to become ashamed when we are facing the judgment seat of Christ.
As it then more lori upe, I want to see your Lord before I coco lori upe, it be a ye a ru biti Jesu tia bale, beru be a ye by our little Latin eru kaka, baby bolu a yo de life.
And in that same session, we started with the expository teaching on John chapter 13.
Abere kogboro lori Johanu ori ketala.
And we're able to stop at verse 2.
Adro ni ese keji re.
Sorry, we're able to stop at I think verse 4, sorry.
Ese kerin.
So we are going to start from verse 5 this afternoon.
Awo bere ni ese karun ni irole.
And we are still talking on the dangers that can occur when the night has been far spent.
Oro wa si tenu mo lori ibi ta ti soro lekan ewu ti o le wu wa nigba ti oru ba wo tan.
John 13 verse 5.
Johanu ori ketala ese karun.
If we are there, let's say amen.
Ti a ba ti ri esa mi.
And after that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded.
Lẹ́yìn náà, ó bu omi sínú àwo kòtò kan, ó sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ma wẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn rẹ̀, ó sì ń fi gèlè tí ó fi di àmùrè nù wọ́n.
Amen.
Amen.
The first thing that you will notice in that verse,
àkọ́kọ́ nínú ohun tí a ó rí nínú ẹsẹ̀ yìí,
you know, don't forget that Jesus was at the Passover feast table with them, eating supper with them.
Imagine agbagbe pe Jesu wa pelu won ninu ajo irekoja to si n jeun o si mu pelu won.
And we have said that after, while the supper was going on, he laid aside his garment and he took the towel of a servant and he gathered himself round about.
Asi so pe nigba ti won je ounje asale o duro ni sa kan o wa mu o gbe tabili o kuro nibe o mu koto kan o bomi sibe o si bere si nwe ese awon omo eyan.
But you see, something else happened after he tied that towel.
Ohun kan sele nigba ti o di oja yi ati amore yi.
The word of God said he poured water into a basin.
Bibeli so wipe o si bu omi sinu awo koto kan.
He poured water by himself into a basin.
Fun ara re o bu omi sinu awo koto kan.
And I was asking God, Lord, what could this one mean?
Mo si n bere lowo Olorun, kini itumo eyi?
How is it that you are the one that did the pouring yourself?
Kilo ni ti wo je pe iwo fun ara re lo bu omi lo si da?
How come Peter, James and John, the closest disciples, they were there, you didn't say they should just get you some water to pour into a basin?
Kilo le to fi so fun Johanu, Jacob ati Johan ati Iketa won Peteru wipe awon to sumo omo re du pe o ya ebomi e da sinu
ko. Why is it that the water that is needed, the water of the word of God that is needed for my cleansing daily, why must the Lord himself pour it?
Kilo le pe oro Olorun to dabi omi ta o fi ma we mi ninu ni ojojumo, kilo le je pe Olorun fun ara re, Jesu fun ara re lo gbodo mo da sinu mi.
You see, the first reason is this. Look at that song that song minister rendered to us, that I said we should sing again. It says, God, you are the one that when you are saying something, you are not careful about what you are saying about a person. He says, God, when you are speaking, you are the one that when you are speaking to a person, you speak into that person's situation with precision.
So
that means that God Almighty
Ìyẹn túmọ̀ sí pé Ọlọ́run alágbára.
He could be very blunt.
Ó lè là á bó ti rí láì fi ohun kóhun pamọ́.
Am I making sense? He could be what? Very blunt.
Ó ní agbára láti la ohunkóhun bó ti rí láì fi ohunkóhun pamọ́.
If I were to pour water myself.
Tí ó bá jẹ́ mi ni mo da omi fún ara mi.
You know some places that what God needs is hot water.
Ẹ mọ̀ pé ọ̀rọ̀ nígbà mìíràn ohun tí Ọlọ́run nílò ni omi tó gbóná.
You know that I may just want to mix it so that it's just warm water.
A sì wá kó ba lè lọ díẹ̀. A wá da omi mọ́ kó ba lè lọ díẹ̀.
Am I making sense?
Ǹjẹ́ oúnjẹ wa bí?
I don't know if it has ever happened to you that maybe there's a wound on your leg or you needed somebody to use hot water to do something, you know, on part, one part of your body or the other.
Mi ò mọ̀ bí a ti ní egbò ní ẹsẹ̀ rẹ rí, ó wá nílò ẹnìkan láti bomi gbígbóná láti bá ọmọ.
You know that whoever that is that wants to help you to mop your body without water.
Wọ́n mọ̀ pé ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá fẹ́ ràn lọ́wọ́ láti mọ ẹsẹ̀ yẹn.
You know that person will not be nice when it comes to the intensity of how hot that water will be, abi?
Ẹni ẹ yóò jẹ́ ọ̀dájú nípa bí omi yẹn gbọ́dọ̀ gbóná tó.
Then when the person now pours the water, it looks hot.
Tó bá da omi yẹn, á dàbí omi tó gbóná gan-an.
What you to surprise me is that person will put, you know, whether a towel or a rag or something inside the water and he will use his own hand to bring it out, abi?
Ohun tí ó yà mí lẹ́nu ni pé ẹni yẹn fúnra rẹ̀ yóò fi aṣọ sínú rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ọwọ́ rẹ̀ náà ni yóò sì bímú jáde.
Then he will squeeze it.
Yóò wá run pọ̀.
And while he's squeezing it, what am I doing already now?
Nígbà tí ó ń bọ̀ kí ni ó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ sí èmi
tán. You know, I'm already stealing myself. Say, hey.
Àyà mi ti ń jáde wàhálà dé o.
Hey, abi? Then the moment that person just put that mop or that towel on the surface that is paining me.
Bàrà tí ẹni yẹn bá fi sí egbò tí ó wà ní ẹsẹ̀ mi.
What are we going to do now?
Kí ni a ó ṣe?
You are going to shout.
Ó pariwo.
He said it is too hot, it is too hot, it is too hot.
Ó gbóná jù.
You know the person will not say sorry.
Ẹni yẹn ò ní sọ pé pẹ̀lẹ́.
You might even say sorry.
Ẹni yẹn lè sọ pé pẹ̀lẹ́.
But you know it has to be hot.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ gbóná ìwọ fúnra rẹ̀ mọ́.
Please, who has ever experienced something like that before?
Ǹjẹ́ a ti ní irú ìrírí bẹ́ẹ̀ rí?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So it is the same with the word of God.
Bákan náà ni ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
If we are the ones that are allowed to pour the water by ourselves into a basin.
Tó bá jẹ́ àwa ni Ọlọ́run gbà láyè ká bu omi yẹn fúnra wa sínú àwokò.
I am talking about the type of water that is needed for our cleansing in this night season.
Mo ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa irú omi tá a nílò fún ìwẹ̀numọ́ wa nínú àkókò òru yìí.
If he would just allow us to just drink the water ourselves.
Tí ó bá jẹ́ àwa la gbà wá láàyè láti mú omi yẹn wá fúnra wa.
There's a way when you say that something is paining you but actually it's not really paining you.
Ọ̀nà kan wà tí ó fi lè máa dẹ́m àbí díbọ́n pé nǹkan kan dùn ọ́ tí kò sì jẹ́ pé kò dùn ọ́.
Am I making sense? You know, if you are not crying, the water is too hot. Yeah, it's too hot. I will die. Oh, it's too hot.
O lè máa pariwo pé omi yìí gbóná, mo fẹ́ kú, owó kú.
The person will say, okay, let's put small water.
Ẹni á wá sọ pé ó yá jẹ́ ká dán omi díẹ̀ sí.
Do you notice that even though they have now poured water that lessened the heat that is needed for that healing?
Ìwọ jẹ́ mọ̀ pé nígbà tó bá ti wá dá omi sí tó tún wá jẹ́ kí gbígbóná rẹ̀ kó dínkù.
Do you know that when the person is not using that same mop or that same towel on your body again?
Tí ẹni yẹn bá tún lo gèlè àbí aṣọkáṣọ tó fi ń mú ẹsẹ̀ yẹn tó bá tún lò ó lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
Can you remember that hypocritically we now shout like we shouted the first time?
Ó rántí pé nǹkan tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọ ni pé ó tún pariwo bó ṣe pariwo lákọ̀ọ́kọ́ yẹn náà ni.
Am I lying?
Ǹjẹ́ mò ń
gbọ́ lọ́dún? Lòdá! I still hot, it's still hot.
Ó sì gbóná sí o.
But actually deep down inside you.
Ṣùgbọ́n nínú ọkàn rẹ̀.
Say it's okay, at least we can manage this one.
A lè fara mọ́ eléyìí kò sí wàhálà.
Am I making sense?
Ǹjẹ́ oúnjẹ wa
bí? I'm using this illustration for us to understand something.
Mo ń lo àpẹẹrẹ yìí kí ohun kan kó ba lè yé wa.
That let it come to an end, the way you have been the one that is pouring water. The water, the word of God needed for your cleansing daily. Let it come to an end that you are the one that is pouring the water.
Wípé ẹ jẹ́ kó parí lónìí pé ìwọ fúnra rẹ̀ ló máa da omi tí o nílò fún ìwẹ̀numọ́ rẹ̀ ìwọ fúnra rẹ̀.
If you must go far with Jesus.
Tí o bá máa tẹ̀síwájú rìn jìnnà pẹ̀lú Jésù.
He must pour the water himself.
Òun fúnra rẹ̀ ló gbọ́dọ̀ da omi náà o.
And there's something about when he pours the water himself.
Nǹkan kan ló wà tí ó bá jẹ́ Jésù fúnra rẹ̀ ló dá omi yìí.
Remember that he speaks with precision.
Rántí pé ó máa ń sọ̀rọ̀ tààrà jágere.
Remember that he speaks with what? Precision. The exact thing that I need, that's what he will speak. But as long as I'm the one that is carrying water and carrying basin, because of the nature of the deception of my heart as a person. Don't forget that place that we read earlier in the morning session in Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9 to 10.
That
says that the heart of a man is it is deceitful above all things and it is desperately wicked. Who can know it? He said, but I the Lord, I know every heart and I test every thought. So he needs to be the one that pours the water that is needful for our cleansing. Remember what the Bible says in Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5 from verse 26 to 27. Please let's go there quickly so that we can study together. 26 to 27, Ephesians 5.
Karen, Dilogman.
Brother, please let's say amen. He says that so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water by the word. That he might present the church to himself in glorious splendor. Without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and faultless. Do you know that if I'm the one that is bringing water for myself, there are spots that I want to excuse.
Abi?
There'll be wrinkles, I'll say, well, everybody is weak. You know, I'm just a human being. I can only try my best. But if it is Jesus that is pouring the water, he who had no weakness, he who the Bible says that the weakness of God is stronger than men. You know, he will just pour exactly what I need. It may be difficult. It may be painful. But when I yield to that cleansing, I will be made whole. Then I can become useful in the hand of God. Several times, many Christians, they come constantly bringing their own water bottles of compromise and tradition. And by time they now bring it and pour it into a basin, and they now begin to use it to wash their own feet, they will say, you see, you can see, it can't be cleaner than this. Because there is no one that is holy before God. No, not one. I agree with you that a man cannot make himself holy. But when God makes a man clean, who can call that thing unclean? I'm asking you. There's a way God will wash us if he's the one. You know, if we allow the word of God to have a free course with our lives. When we just allow God to speak, when we just allow the Bible to speak, and we are not reading into the Bible, God will speak expressly to us. He will speak into our lives with precision. I know that if we give you an opportunity, and we say you should give testimony about what God has been doing to you,
And I know you can
even start saying, ah, God has been speaking, it is me, God has been speaking to sins.
But
you see, beyond whatever God has been saying in this
meeting,
beyond whatever God has done in this
meeting, if you are
going to have a wholesome experience, if you are going to have a complete encounter, you must allow Jesus to do what? To pour water by himself into the basin. You know something? Sometimes I want water to be hot. Maybe because my house, the way my house is, the weather makes when the weather is cold, okay? It even affects us more. It's even more cold inside my house.
And
I remember sometime that maybe I want to take a bath or my wife wants to take a bath. Then she will now say, let us boil water. So some days she will want to bath and there is no light or there is even no kerosene, so we can't boil water. I used to remember how when she pours water in her body, then she now started like this. There are times when what God wants to use is cold water. Where the type of word God wants to bring is such that you will become cold, and then you look lonely as if you have nothing else again.
So je pe ohun ti Olorun fe lo ni omi tutu to je pe to ba da sara ara re o be si ngbon o wa da wa.
But if you are not going to allow Jesus to speak to you by himself,
sugbon ti o ba gba Jesus laye lati soro tara fun ara re sinu aye re,
now inside our heart,
sinu okan re,
we will now light kerosene or gas cooker.
A wa tan kerosene tabi ina tin jo.
We now put our own water on the fire. So as it's boiling, then it's now boiling. It's boiling. We will now carry water that is meant for Eba.
We
will now pour it inside what we want to use to take a bath. Please, am I saying something? I noticed that Jesus does not know how to use warm water. You know that in the book of Revelation chapter 3, he said, I wish that you are either cold or hot.
Am
I making sense?
Do
you know Jesus said that?
Jesus,
he said, but now since you are just lukewarm, I am going to spit you out of my mouth. You know, that's a message that my disciple preached on lukewarmness. And he said, when you see a lukewarm person, that is the worst type of state a person can be. Because when you are looking for the hot, hot things that is spiritual,
he
has part of it. When you are also looking for the nonsense that you can only find in the lives of people who are just, you know, drinking beer up and down in the world, he also has some parts. So he now brings the two together.
He's
lukewarm. He's not hot. And he's not cold. So in that message, he said, when people ask him, are you for Jesus? He said the lukewarm person will now say,
only two mamba bere pe se o wa fun Jesus ko gbona ko tutu eniyan yo so pe
ah how can I not be for Jesus?
Bawo ni won se ni wa fun Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Then when the worldly people say, are you one of those fanatics?
Dan won eniyan ba wa so pe se jagidi jagun emi lo wa.
He said the lukewarm person will say,
ko gbona ko tutu eniyan yo so pe
me I am a Christian with understanding.
Christian ni pelu oye ni mi o.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, when a lukewarm person, when he now goes to a party, because he's afraid of not wanting to be seen on one side or the other, they will not say, is it alcohol you want or minerals? He will not say, no, just give me two bonnets. My
disciple
said that two bonnets actually is between alcohol and minerals.
Are
we getting it now? It has a form of soft drink. And it's also alcoholic. So
it
will just stay in the middle like that. A lukewarm person. And every time we want to pour water, all that we have is just water that is lukewarm. And that is why the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 13. The word of God says, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and they have hewn for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can I ask us, are we overtly or covertly insisting that the Lord should put aside the water he brings and for our cleansing daily, because we have one cistern somewhere, okay, that we have already dug out for ourselves?
And then
the way you have been living since, have you not been excusing yourself that you see, and you know, I'm trying. Even when you try to read the Bible, are you not twisting the meaning? Are you not just twisting the meaning so that it can fit into where you are? The Lord will help our hearts in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, after that he poured water into a basin. You see, he knows exactly what I need now. Such that if he applies it, I will come out clean, purified, and useful in his hands. However, he must be the one to choose, as it were, the type of water of the word of God that I need per time. If he did not personally pour the type of water into a basin that he wants to use to wash me, I would not be cleansed, because he's the only one that has power to do what, please? To cleanse me. Is that correct? Is there anyhow a man is spiritual that is so spiritual now, and is he as spiritual as he is, he can now cleanse himself? Is that possible?
And then he can't dag to je pe o le we ara re.
Amen.
Amen.
You know it's not possible. Let's look at some plain things Jesus said about this cleansing in the Bible. Let's, first of all, let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 to verse 21. First Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 to verse 21. Are we there? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 to verse 21.
Timothy KG, Ori KG, Ese Kokan.
Who has the microphone and is reading?
Ese Kokan, Lelogun.
Where is the other microphone?
But God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription: the Lord knows those who are His, and all who belongs to the Lord must turn away from evil. In a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are for everyday use. If you keep yourself pure, you'll be a special utensil for God, for honorable use. Your life will be clean, and you'll be ready for the Master to use you for every good work. Run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with their hearts.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìpìlẹ̀ Ọlọ́run tí ó dájú dúró ṣinṣin, ó ní ìdídí yìí wípé Olúwa mọ àwọn tí ń ṣe tirẹ̀, àti pẹ̀lú kí olúkúlùkù ẹni tí ń pe orúkọ Olúwa kí ó kúrò nínú àìṣòdodo. Ṣùgbọ́n nínú ilé ńlá, kì í ṣe kìkì ohun èlò wúrà àti ti fàdákà nìkan ní ń bẹ níbẹ̀, ṣùgbọ́n ti igi àti ti amọ̀ pẹ̀lú, àti òmíràn sí ọlá àti òmíràn sí àìlọ́lá. Ẹnikẹ́ni bá wẹ ara rẹ̀ mọ́ kúrò nínú wọ̀nyí, òun ó jẹ ohun èlò sí ọlá tí a yà sí ọ̀tọ̀, tí ó sì yẹ fún ìlò baálé, tí a sì ti pèsè sílẹ̀ sí iṣẹ́ rere gbogbo.
It says the foundation of God standeth sure.
Ìpìlẹ̀ Ọlọ́run dúró ṣinṣin.
Remember what scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11. It says, for no other foundation can any man lay except that which is laid, which is Jesus.
Ẹ̀rántí pé Corinthians kìíní orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlá sọ wípé kò sí ìpìlẹ̀ mìíràn tí ẹnikẹ́ni lè filẹ̀ ju ìpìlẹ̀ tí Jésù ti filẹ̀.
He's saying that this foundation, even now, it is standing sure.
Ó ní ìpìlẹ̀ tí a ń sọ yìí, ó dúró ṣinṣin.
Anybody can build whatever he wants to build,
though.
But as long as you are not building on that foundation, which is the word of God, as long as you are not allowing the word of God to speak to you by itself, because there's something I notice about the word of God. Everywhere, if it is God that is speaking, something will happen.
Gbogbo ibi tó bá jẹ́ Ọlọ́run ló ń sọ̀rọ̀, ohun kan yóò ṣe.
How come I've been reading my Bible and I've been the same?
Báwo ló yẹ pé mò ń ka Bíbélì mi bákan náà ni mo sì wà?
Are we getting it now?
Ǹjẹ́ ó lè wá
bí? If I'm reading my Bible and I've remained the same, that means that I'm not allowing Jesus to do what now? To pour that water, the water of the word of God that I need today by himself.
Tó bá jẹ́ mò ń ka Bíbélì mi, mo sì wà bákan náà. Ìyẹn túmọ̀ sí pé mi ò gba Jésù láyè láti da omi yìí.
For no other foundation can any man lay.
Ó sọ wípé kò sí ìpìlẹ̀ mìíràn tí ẹnikẹ́ni
lè fi lélẹ̀. Except that which is laid.
Àfi èyí tí a ti fi lélẹ̀.
He says the foundation of God stands sure.
Ó ní ìpìlẹ̀ Ọlọ́run dúró ṣinṣin.
This is the seal on top of it.
Ohun tí a fi ṣe òǹtẹ̀lé lórí rèé.
The Lord, he knows the people that belongs to him.
Ọlọ́run mọ àwọn tí ń ṣe títí rẹ̀.
So anyone that is attaching himself to the name of Christ, he must depart from iniquity. He must carry his load, and divorce iniquity. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Then he says, in a great house. There are not only vessels of silver and gold.
Àwọn irinṣẹ́ wúrà àbí fàdákà nìkan
kan. But there are also vessels.
Gbogbo àwọn ohun èlò kan.
Of wood.
Ti igi.
And of clay.
Ti a mọ̀ pẹ̀lú.
Some vessels are for honorable use.
Àwọn kan sí ọlá.
Some vessels are for menial and ignoble use.
Àwọn kan sí àìlọ́lá.
So whoever cleanses himself.
Ó wá ní ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá wẹ ara rẹ̀ mọ́.
Now that process of cleansing is what we are talking about.
Ọ̀nà ìwẹ̀nùmọ́ yìí là ń sọ nípa rẹ̀.
We have already said it that a man cannot cleanse himself.
A ti sọ wípé ènìyàn kò lè wẹ ara rẹ̀ mọ́.
We have already said it that the Lord Jesus Christ, he must be the one that must wash us by the water of the word.
A ti sọ wípé Jésù fúnra rẹ̀ ló gbọ́dọ̀ wẹ̀ wá nù kúrò.
So that he can help us to remove every wrinkle, every spot and all such things.
Ṣé ó bá lè mú gbogbo àwọn àléébù gbogbo kúrò nínú ayé
wa? Why? Because he is coming for a church.
Nítorí pé ó ń bọ̀ fún ìjọ rẹ̀.
That is without spot and wrinkle and any of such things.
Tí kò ní àwọn àléébù kankan tàbí àìlera.
That's what Jesus is coming for.
Ohun tí Jésù ń bọ̀ wá fún
rẹ̀. And let me tell you.
Jẹ́ kí n sọ fún
ọ. If on the day Jesus Christ comes.
Tí ọjọ́ tí Jésù bá dé.
Only 15 people are cleansed and are ready.
Ó bá jẹ́ mẹ́ẹ̀dógún láti pèsè wọn sílẹ̀.
Do you know that he will not mind that even though all of us are millions.
Kò ní gbà kò tẹ̀ ní fún bí a gbogbo wa mílíọ̀nù ni wá.
Is it clear to you that all what he's looking for, if just few of us meet that standard, that's just the number of people that he will not take to himself.
Ǹjẹ́ ó yẹ ọba ìwí pé tó bá jẹ́ àwa kékeré náà la gba àyè fún ohun tí ó ń wà yìí, àwa yìí náà ni ó wà mú.
That's the way it is.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ó ti rí.
That's exactly how it is.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ó ti rí.
God is not somebody that when he sees crowd, he now says yes.
Ọlọ́run kì í ṣe ènìyàn tó bá jẹ́ ó rí èrò inú rẹ̀ yóò máa dùn yóò ní yáwó.
In fact, I'm surprised that several times in the Bible, when a crowd gathers, God will reduce the number.
Ìyàlẹ́nu ni wípé nígbà tí èrò ó bá pérapọ̀ àbí pérapọ̀ tán bá jókòó papọ̀, àwọn ènìyàn yóò dínkù àbí Ọlọ́run yóò dín ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ kù.
Let me give you two examples before we go on.
Ẹ jẹ́ ṣe àfiwé méjì.
When the Spirit of God came upon Gideon.
Gbàtí ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run sọ̀kalẹ̀ sórí Gideon.
And he blew a trumpet, calling for all Israel to report to him so that he can lead them in war against the Midianites.
Tí ó sì fún ipò pé ó yá ẹ̀yin ènìyàn ẹ máa bọ̀ ká lọ bá àwọn Midianites.
And 32,000 men gathered.
Ẹgbẹ̀rún lọ́nà ọgbọ̀n lé méjì wọ́n kóra wọn pọ̀.
And everybody just say we are soldiers of the cross.
Gbogbo wọn sì ń
kọ́ ní ogun Bùsàkọ́ńkà.
Ọmọ ogun Jésù ní agbára rẹ̀ a ó borí.
The next time, immediately God is speaking to Gideon. What did God tell Gideon?
Ìgbà tí Ọlọ́run bá Gideon sọ̀rọ̀ lẹ́ẹ̀kejì kí Ọlọ́run sọ fún.
He said the people that are with you, they are too many.
Ó ní àwọn èèyàn tó wà pẹ̀lú rẹ̀ wọ́n ti pọ̀ jù.
Already they are not even up to the number of people that the Midianites have brought.
Wọ́n tẹ̀ wá tó iye àwọn ènìyàn táwọn Midianites ti kó wá.
Because I think those Midianites, they had as much as maybe about 100,000 or 200,000 people.
Àwọn yẹn tẹ̀ ní tó ọgọ́rùn-ún tàbí gba lọ́nà ẹgbẹ̀rún.
So what is 32,000 compared to the number of their enemies?
Kí wa la lè fi wé àwọn iye àwọn ọmọ Ísírẹ́lì pẹ̀lú àwọn ọmọ Midianites?
But you see the thing with God.
Ohun tí ó wà fún Ọlọ́run ni pé.
God said there are too many.
Wọ́n pọ̀ jù.
Gideon said, why are you saying there are too many?
Gideon sọ pé kí ló tẹ̀ fi sọ pé wọ́n pọ̀.
God said that if I allow these ones to go with you.
Ọlọ́run sọ pé tí n bá gbà wọn wọ̀nyí láàyè láti.
They are going to boast against me. They will say that my hand delivered me from the power of media.
Wọ́n gbéraga pé ọwọ́ ara wọn làwọn fi gbára wọn là kúrò lọ́wọ́ àwọn media.
He said therefore announce to them.
Ó ní ó yá polongo fún wọn.
Anybody that is afraid of his life.
Gbogbo ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá bẹ̀rù fún ẹ̀mí
ara. Let him go back home.
Jẹ́ kó padà lọlé.
So Gideon announced.
Gideon bá polongo.
If anybody is afraid, he should be going back home. You know, I can't remember, but I think it's about 20,000 or something. Or 22,000, I can't remember.
Abi,
it's 22,000 people just.
Ẹgbẹ̀rún lọ́nà ogún.
That have been marching since like we are soldiers.
Ni wọn ti n ṣakọ pe ọmọ ogun la wọn.
They just. You know what the Nasai is singing now?
Emorun ti won kan nisin.
What was that? Opade lese Jesu nibi ti a o ni yara wa.
They started singing.
A o rira wa.
Omi ta ni Jesus.
We will not separate this thing.
We will see ourselves and rejoice and will not be separated.
Gideon was looking at them like this.
Gideon ń wò wọ́n wípé báwo ni.
All of them are just thinking like that and they are just going home.
Gbogbo wọn kàn ń doríkọ náà lé ni wọ́n sì ń kọrin lọ.
22,000.
Ẹgbẹ̀rún lọ́nà ogún lé méjì.
If a pastor in Lagos loses 22,000 people.
Tí olùṣàgùntàn kan ní ìjọ Èkó ní ìjọ kan ní
Èkó tó bá sọ ìwé èèyàn bẹ́ẹ̀. Won't even newspapers carry it and say.
Say ìwé ìròyìn
wípé. You don't know what is wrong with this pastor, he has lost 22,000 people.
Wípé àwọn nǹkan tó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí olùṣàgùntàn yìí ó ti sọ ènìyàn lọ́nà ẹgbẹ̀rún lọ́nà ogún.
So I'm sure that immediately Gideon with the 10,000 that remained, he now went to go and be praying.
Lẹ́sẹ̀kẹsẹ̀ mo mọ̀ wípé Gideon àti àwọn ẹgbẹ̀rún mẹ́wàá tó kù wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí lọ gbàdúrà.
He told all of them, let us wait first, I need to consult God.
Ó ní ẹ dúró jẹ́ ẹjẹ́ nǹkan kan lọ tún lọ bá Ọlọ́run.
And as he say, oh God, how will I go with just 10,000 against the armies of Midian?
Gbà tó tún wá sọ pé Ọlọ́run báwo lòun ó ṣe lọ pẹ̀lú ogun mílíọ̀nù pẹ̀lú èèyàn
ẹgbẹ̀rún mẹ́wàá. From just the first battle, they are going to behead all our heads. Then they will carry my head and put it on a pike.
Láti ìpín ìjà kíní ìdojúkọ kíní báyìí, wọ́n pa gbogbo wa ẹni tán.
And just say, oh, speak, Lord, Abba, speak, Lord. Oh, yes, speak.
O si sọ fún Ọlọ́run, Ọlọ́run bá mi sọ̀rọ̀.
Do you know the next thing that God said?
Ẹ mọ̀ nǹkan tí Ọlọ́run ní kí wọ́n ṣe.
He said, the people that are still with you now, they are still too many.
Ó ní àwọn tó sì wà pẹ̀lú rẹ, wọ́n tún pọ̀ jù.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, bring them down to the waters.
Ó yá gbé wọn wá síbi omi.
Bring them to where?
Ẹ gbé wọn wá sí ibo.
Can you see this issue of water again?
Ẹ rí pé ọ̀rọ̀ omi yìí ṣe pàtàkì.
He said, bring them back, bring them down to the waters.
Ẹ gbé wọn wá sọ̀kalẹ̀ síbi àwọn omi.
I will test them for you there.
Wọ́n dán wọn wò fún ọ níbẹ̀.
And it shall be.
Yóò sì ṣe.
That whosoever I tell you.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tí n bá sọ fún ọ.
That this one will go with you.
Wípé ni yóò lọ pẹ̀lú rẹ.
He will go with you.
Yóò lọ pẹ̀lú rẹ.
And whosoever I say.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tí n bá sọ
fún ọ. This one will not go with you.
Ẹni kò ní lọ.
He will not go.
Kò ní lọ pẹ̀lú rẹ.
So Midian said, Gideon said, Oya, let all of us go down to the river.
Gideon is sọ pé Oya, jẹ́ kí gbogbo wa lọ síbi omi.
So 10,000 men stood up with all their armor and everything.
Ẹgbẹ̀rún mẹ́wàá ènìyàn, wọ́n sì gbé ìyàmọ́ra wọn, wọ́n sì lọ.
Then they marched down to the river.
Wọ́n sì lọ síbi omi etí odò.
And as they were going, they were singing like this.
Bí wọ́n ti ń lọ, wọ́n ń kọrin.
I'm pressing on.
Mo ń tẹ̀síwájú.
The upward way.
Lọ́nà náà.
New height I'm gaining.
Mo ń gòkè sí.
In every day.
Lójoojúmọ́.
To pray in hand.
Mo sì ń gbàdúrà.
High on war bound.
Bí mo ti ń lọ.
Lord plant my feet.
Ọlọ́run.
On higher
ground. Bébí sókè.
They will say again.
Wọ́n tún
lọ. Blessed Asura.
Ó dá mi lójú.
Jesus is my.
Jésù ní tèmi.
They were singing on manner of song.
Wọ́n sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kọ orílẹ̀-èdè.
For sure they got to the waters.
Wọ́n débi omi.
Gideon said, okay, we cannot rest now, we cannot rest. They didn't know that God is testing them.
Gideon ni ó yẹ sinmi báyìí, wọ́n mọ̀ pé Ọlọ́run ń dán wọn wò ni.
Some of them.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nínú wọn.
They just drop all the weapons of war in their hand.
Wọ́n fi gbogbo ìyàmọ́ra ogun wọn sílẹ̀.
They knelt down on all fours, their hand and their knees were down.
Wọ́n kúnlẹ̀ pẹ̀lú gbogbo ọwọ́ àti orúnkún.
Then they just dip their whole heads inside the river.
Gbogbo orí wọn náà gbé sínú odò, wọ́n sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí mu omi.
I didn't say they were trying to taste the water with their mouth.
Wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ńlá omi pẹ̀lú àwọn wọn.
They submerged their heads inside the water.
Orí wọn ni wọ́n jù sínú omi.
You don't understand what that one means.
Kò yé wa ohun tí eléyìí túmọ̀ sí.
I will tell us.
Wọ́n sọ fún wa.
But some other ones.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn kan.
They just crouched low like this.
Wọ́n kàn bẹ̀rẹ̀ báyìí ni.
And they were, you know, with one hand they were holding the weapons of war.
Pẹ̀lú ọwọ́ kan wọ́n di ìyàmọ́ra ogun.
With the other hand, they were scooping water and using their tongues to lick it.
Ọwọ́ kan wọ́n fi bu omi, wọ́n sì ń fi àwọn wọn la.
The difference between the two groups is this.
Ìyàtọ̀ láàrin ipa méjì yìí.
Those ones that drop everything and just bury their head.
Àwọn tí wọ́n fi ìdá wọn lélẹ̀ tí wọ́n sì ju orí wọn sínú.
There are those types of Christians that all what they are interested in is what God has to offer.
Àwọn kìrìsìtẹ́nì irú èyí ni àwọn tó jẹ́ pé gbogbo ohun tí wọ́n fẹ́ ni ohun tí Ọlọ́run ṣáà máa fún wọn.
If to say we say that this meeting that we have called today.
Tá a bá sọ pé ìpàdé tí a pè lénìí.
Come with your oil.
Máa bọ̀ pẹ̀lú òróró rẹ.
And come with something that you are using to work.
Àti irinṣẹ́ rẹ.
Because the blessing and the anointing of God, the way it will so fall down today.
Bí ìbùkún àti ìfàmìlóyàn yóò ṣe sọ̀kalẹ̀ lénìí.
I'm sure you know that we will need tents outside.
Mo mọ̀ pé a ó nílò àwọn ohun tí a fi jókòó síta.
That is what represents, you know, what Christianity has become today. Those are those type of people.
Òun yìí ní ṣe àfiwé bí Kristẹni àbí ìgbé ayé Kristẹni sí
lénìí. And 9,700 of them were thinking like that.
Àwọn iye tí wọ́n dárúkọ yẹn, wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbé orí
wọn. Only 300.
Àwọn
300 ọgọ́rùn-ún mẹ́ta.
Ọgọ́rùn-ún mẹ́ta.
Only 300.
Àwọn ọgọ́rùn-ún mẹ́ta.
Were the ones that crouched low.
Wọ́n kàn bẹ̀rẹ̀.
And were scooping water.
Wọ́n sì fọwọ́
bomi. And drinking.
Wọ́n ń la pẹ̀lú
àwọn. And at the same time they are looking here, you know, left, right and center in case the enemy want to come out and pounce on them.
Wọ́n ti ń mu omi àbí ńlá omi, wọ́n sì ń kíyèsára bí àwọn ọ̀tá ń bọ̀.
How will it be that out of every 22,000 God can only use a 300?
Báwo ni ó ti rí pé nínú ẹgbẹ̀rún lọ́nà ogún lé méjì àbí ọgọ́rùn-ún mẹ́ta péré ni Ọlọ́run fẹ́ lò.
So you need to take serious the things I'm talking about today.
Ó yẹ ká mú àwọn ohun tí à ń sọ yìí ká mú
wọn. And God said.
Ọlọ́run sì sọ wípé.
With this 300.
Pẹ̀lú ọgọ́rùn-ún mẹ́ta yìí.
This is the number that I'm going to use to deliver victory into your hand.
Àwọn yìí ni wọ́n lò láti fi ìṣẹ́gun sí ọ ní ọwọ́.
But even Gideon didn't understand what God was saying.
Gideon gan pàápàá kò yé.
He has not read his Bible well.
Kò tí ka Bíbélì rẹ̀ dára.
Because if he had read his Bible well.
Tó bá jẹ́ o ti ka Bíbélì rẹ̀
dára. Gideon will understand what God has said in prophecy.
Gideon yóò ti mọ ohun tí Ọlọ́run sọ ní àsọtẹ́lẹ̀.
That one of you will chase a thousand.
Wípé ọ̀kan nínú yín yóò lé ẹgbẹ̀rún.
And two of you will put 10,000 to flight.
Méjì nínú yín yóò lé ẹgbẹ̀rún mẹ́wàá.
How many 10 will 3 of you chase?
Mélòó wá ni èèyàn mẹ́ta.
If one chases a thousand.
Tí ẹyọ kan bá ń lé ẹgbẹ̀rún kan.
And two put 10,000 to flight.
Méjì ẹgbẹ̀rún mẹ́wàá.
Please those who know mathematics. Three, how many will
mẹ́ta yóò wá lé?
100,000.
Ẹgbẹ̀rún lọ́nà ọgọ́rùn-ún.
4 men, how many will they chase?
Mẹ́rin mélòó.
1,000,000.
Mílíọ̀nù ènìyàn.
So even the 300 that he had.
Ọgọ́rùn-ún mẹ́ta ènìyàn tó tẹ̀ wá.
There are two
men.
But today in church.
Ṣùgbọ́n lónìí nínú ìjọ Ọlọ́run.
One of them is chasing 1,000 of us.
Ìkan nínú àwọn ọ̀tá wọ́n ní ẹgbẹ̀rún nínú wa.
Am I right or wrong?
Tí ò tọ́ ni àbí.
If one person stand up now and just do like a snake in this place.
Tí èèyàn kan bá kàn dìde tó ṣe bí ejò báyìí.
Some of you.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa.
This burglary, that's where you used to go out.
Ohun ta fi sọ́lé ibẹ̀lẹ́ ó lò láti jáde.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You won't even pass through the door. The burglary that is there, you will squeeze yourself and get out through that place.
Ẹ̀jẹ̀ ní jáde láti ẹnu ilẹ̀kùn fèrèsé lẹ́kùn jáde.
You see, it was when God cursed Israel that he told them that one of the enemy will put 1,000 of them to flight.
Bàtí Ọlọ́run sọ.
It was when God cursed Israel that he said that one of the enemy will put 1,000 Israelites to flight.
Bàtí Ọlọ́run Israel ó sọ pé ìkan àbí tó gégun fún wọn ó ní ìkanú àwọn ọ̀tá yín yóò lé ẹgbẹ̀rún Israeli.
And two of them will put 10,000 of you to flight.
Méjì nínú wọn yóò lé ẹgbẹ̀rún mẹ́wàá.
So if Jesus is happy with this generation.
Tí inú Jésù bá wá dùn sí ìran ènìyàn yìí.
Why is 1,000 of us running from just one mami water spirit?
Kí ló dé tí ẹgbẹ̀rún kan nínú wa wá ń sá fún àwọn ẹ̀mí omi?
Amen. Amen. If somebody turn to something here now.
Tí ẹnìkan bá di ìdàkudà kan ní ibi ìsìn.
Some of it is roof that escaped.
Orí òkè ilẹ̀ fò jáde.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Nígbà tá a mẹ́ni tá a gbà.
When we don't know whom we believe.
Nígbà tí ò tí ì yẹ wẹ́ni tá a gbà.
We don't understand the word of and we believe.
I am talking about God cleansing you with the word.
Mo sọ nípa kí Ọlọ́run kó wẹ̀ ọ mọ́ nípa ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
The second example of God not interested in crowd. I said it in the morning session when thousands were following Jesus and he turned back and he said, if it is me you want to follow, these are the conditions.
Àpẹẹrẹ kejì ni nígbà tí a sọ ní àárọ̀ pé Jésù sọ pé tí ẹ bá fẹ́ tẹ̀lé mi tó kojú kọ àwọn èrò ó ní tẹ bá fẹ́ tẹ̀lé mi nǹkan tẹ́ ṣe leléyìí.
And every time he lays down the conditions men fall away. They always go back.
Tó bá wá la ohun yìí kalẹ̀ gbogbo wọn ni wọ́n sá lọ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn.
That's why even though there are crowds in the church, God cannot use everybody in the church.
Èrèdí ló fi jẹ́ pé èrò la máa rí nínú ìjọ Ọlọ́run leléyìí Ọlọ́run ò sì lè lo èrò.
In fact, the truth is this.
Òótọ́ inú rẹ̀ ni wípé.
The simple truth is that usable men are scarce.
Àwọn ènìyàn tí wọn Ọlọ́run fẹ́ lò wọ́n wọ́n.
Usable men are few.
Àwọn ènìyàn tí a lè lò wọ́n.
Because the standards of heaven are high.
Nítorí ohun tí a fi ń dé ọ̀run wọ́n ó pọ̀ àbí ó sì ga.
You see me, I like to do studies on warfare.
Mo mọ́ nífẹ̀ẹ́ láti kọ́ ẹ̀kọ́ lórí ìpín ogun àti ìjà.
So I know a lot of things about military tactics and stuff like that.
Mo mọ ọ̀nà tí àwọn ènìyàn máa fi ń da ogun lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀.
And I know some soldiers that they call special forces.
Mo mọ àwọn kan tó jẹ́ pé àwọn ọlọ́pàá tí wọ́n dá yàtọ̀.
You know, the old word for them is commandos.
Àwọn tí wọ́n ń pè wọ́n ní
commandos. That's the old word.
Orúkọ tí wọ́n ń pè wọ́n ní àwọn akíkanjú.
When they bring 600 men for that training.
Tí wọ́n bá gbé àwọn ènìyàn púpọ̀ wá bí ọgọ́rùn-ún mẹ́fà.
They will tell them that we are only looking for 12 of you.
A sọ pé méjìlá nínú yín là ń wá o.
And they will tell them.
Wọ́n sọ fún wọn pé.
Actually, we are hoping that all of you will say, well, I can't die, let me go back. I'm not saying that they are bringing 600 civilians. So I'm talking of 600 soldiers. You know, they will draft them from different units.
So
they are already trained, you know, in military arts and stuff like that. But by the time they bring them for this special forces training, they call the special forces soldier the soldier's soldier. Do you understand? When they finish their training, when they just wear their beret, if they are going to where all the soldiers are drinking, when a special force soldier sits on a table, what do you think the other soldiers will do? They will just stand up out of respect and go and sit somewhere else because they are lesser men. Just four special forces soldiers. They can destroy a whole battalion. That's about 600 soldiers. You know, the type of training that they give them. You see, that is the physical counterpart of the people that God can use. He will test you up to the breaking point. He will say, no problem, you can go back. It's not that you go back and you'll be lost, you know, maybe into sin. No. Just as when those other soldiers failed the test, they'll go back to their former units. It's just that they will not be able to rise high in this new thing. In fact, when they are doing their training and they are crying, all their trainers, you know what they used to tell them? They will say, you can make this pain end now. Just say, I'm not doing again. Once you say, I'm not doing, you are free. Sometimes as rain is raining like this, they will say they should start digging a trench. You know, dig a trench. Then they will now fill that trench with water.
One will come for me.
And they will say, you are spending 1 week inside that place.
So
if you have to poo-poo or anything, you do it there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Special forces.
Awakogun.
Men that God will use, their training is not less than that. Because this special forces soldier I'm talking about, they are not fighting against spirits. You know, it's human beings that are fighting against. Most of the human beings that they are fighting against, they are like maybe as old as them, or, you know, if they are older than them, maybe 10, 20 years older than them. But those that God will use, they are fighting a primal enemy. Primal. I'm talking about from the very first.
Okay.
Ancient enemies. I am talking of fallen angels that were glorious. Several of them that were rulers in their own right over several planets. It was just because they agreed with the devil. Fallen angels that when they are coming, evil spirits will be quaking that something evil is coming. You don't understand. When they are coming, evil spirits are not as powerful as them. They will be afraid. Those spirits will be afraid. They will be afraid that something evil is coming. Do you understand now? that those are the people that God is raising Christians to fight against.
I want Olorun gbe awon Christian dide lati bajare.
That's why the Bible says that for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal.
Ede ni Bible so pe ohun inja emi wa kin se titi ara.
But they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Sugbon won ni agbara lati wo ebi kika kale.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's why.
Ede ire.
Casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God.
Lati wo ero kale eti won gbe ra won ga ju ero Olorun lo.
I'm bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
He
says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take on unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand, and having done all, to stand.
Nítorí náà, ẹgbẹ́ ìyámọ́ra Ọlọ́run wọ̀ kí ẹ bá lè dúró. Nígbà tí ẹ bá ti ṣe gbogbo dúró.
So if you not allow God to wash you constantly with his word.
Tí ò bá wá gbọ́ Ọlọ́run láàyè láti wẹ̀ ọ́ mọ́ lójoojọ́ pẹ̀lú ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
You know, you are going to be facing, you know, spirits, or fallen angels of deception. People that they themselves, they are actually professors, professors in the Kingdom of Darkness University, where they teach deception. They are professors of deception.
Wọ́n máa tí ò bá ṣọ́ra tí ò bá ṣe pé ìjàdẹ òfẹ́ bá àwọn ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn tí wọ́n ti kàwé gboyè gíga nínú ẹ̀tàn tí wọ́n sì ń kọ́ àwọn ènìyàn nílé ẹ̀kọ́ ẹ̀tàn níbi ẹ̀mí èṣù.
That when they show you that you can see this black cloth,
tí wọ́n bá sọ fún ọ pé wo aṣọ dúdú yìí rèé,
I will show you that it is white.
Wọ́n sì sọ fún wọn pé àwọn òfin wọn pé funfun ni.
By the time they finish with you,
ìgbà tí wọ́n bá parí pẹ̀lú rẹ,
you say,
ó ní báwo ni.
I was not thoughtful before.
Mi ò lérò tẹ́lẹ̀.
How could I have thought this cloth is not white?
Báwo ni ṣe rò pé aṣọ yìí kì í ṣe funfun?
Even though as you are looking at it, it is still black.
Bó o ti ń wo pẹ̀lú ojú rẹ méjèèjì dúdú ni náà o.
Mighty beings.
Àwọn alágbára.
I want to read, you know, that place in Ephesians 6:12 for us from about two or three translations of the Bible.
Mo fẹ́ ka Efesu oríkẹfà àbí oríkẹfà ẹsẹ̀ kejì láyé nínú àwọn ẹ̀dá Bíbélì.
So that we know what God is, so that we understand what God is trying to prepare us against.
Abalẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ ń pèsè wá sílẹ̀ fún.
Because the devil is not joking with Christians.
Satan. Back. Ṣeré.
We are the ones that are dancing with the devil.
Jo.
Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12.
Efesu oríkẹfà ẹsẹ̀ kejìlá.
If you are there, please say amen.
Tí o bá ti dé bẹ̀, ẹ jẹ́ àṣà mi.
I'm going to read for us from Philip's translation, the Living Bible, and one other one.
Wọ́n kà nínú ẹ̀dà Bíbélì Fílípù, Bíbélì tí ó jẹ́ tí wọ́n ń pè ní Bíbélì tí ó ní ẹ̀mí àti àwọn mìíràn.
Please, I'm just about opening now.
Bíbélì tó yé.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
From the Living Bible it says.
Láti inú Bíbélì tó yé sọ wípé àbí tó ní yé.
For we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood.
Torí a ìjà wa kì í ṣe sí àwọn ènìyàn tí a dá pẹ̀lú ẹ̀jẹ̀
àbí ara. But against persons without physical bodies.
Ṣùgbọ́n pẹ̀lú àwọn tí ò ní ẹran ara yìí.
The evil rulers of the unseen world.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí tí ń jọba lórí ayé tí a ò rí.
Those mighty satanic beings.
Àwọn ìrí Sàtánì tí ó ga.
And great evil princes of darkness who rule this world.
Àwọn ọmọ ìjọba òkùnkùn tí wọ́n ń jọba lórí ayé yìí.
And against huge numbers of wicked spirits in the spirit world.
Pẹ̀lú ọ̀gọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀mí búburú nínú ibi ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn.
Look at how the Bible describes them.
Ẹja wo Bíbélì ṣe ṣàfiwé wọn.
The evil rulers of the unseen world.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn tí ń jọba níbi àìrí.
Not the evil subjects of the unseen world.
Kò ń ṣe àwọn tí à ń jọba lé lórí níbi àìrí.
They are rulers.
Àwọn ni wọ́n ń ṣe ìjọba.
Those mighty satanic beings.
Àwọn ìrí Sàtánì tí ó ga.
Mighty beings.
Tí wọ́n ga.
And those great evil princes.
Ati awon omo okunkun, awon omo emi okunkun ti won ga.
They are the ones that we are fighting against.
Awon ni ambaja.
Let me read to us from Philip's translation.
Eda Bibeli ti an pe ni Philip.
It says,
Oka we pe,
for our fight is not against any physical enemy.
Nitori ija wa kin se si awon ota ti a nri.
It is against organizations and powers that are spiritual.
See awon agbara epinle ati emi.
We are up against the unseen power that controls this dark world.
Bobo wa la ndi dakali si awon agbara emi okunkun
and si ari. And spiritual agents from the very headquarters of evil.
Awon emi ti a ran lati bi ijoba okunkun.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand it now?
Nje o ye wa bi?
Will you confront these beings?
Nje o dojuko awon emi yi abi awon iri eniyan yi
with your own cleansing.
Pelu iwenumo ti o da fun ara re.
You know it will not work.
O mo pe ko le sise.
Why do you think that Christianity is this fragmented today?
Kile je igbe aye Christian se ri bayi bo ti ri leni.
Why do you think that we have so many churches and all of us are so scattered?
Se a fi pin wa ye
le ka ki. All manner of names. Why?
Oruko ti a sha nje to po ni ye.
I'm sure you know that all of us say we are all from different churches, abi?
A mo pe awa ta wa ni bi orisirisi ijo lojo ko papo.
Even the people that are leading the work, that is blessing you now.
Awon tin dari ise ti o nbukun aye wa nisin.
We are all from different churches.
Ijo ti a ti wa orisirisi ni.
And everybody is in his church.
Gbogbo wa si wa ni ijo wa sibe.
But we understand that there's only one indivisible church.
Ṣùgbọ́n a mọ̀ wípé ìjọ àìrí kan péré ló wà.
By this men that give name.
Ènìyàn ní pe orúkọ, ní fi orúkọ fún ìjọ.
It is the work of those same evil spirit I'm talking about.
Ise awon emi okunkun ti an so nipa re na le.
Because to defeat an enemy.
Ko to le bori ota.
It's just basic military tactic.
O sa gbodo nimo ijile nipa ogun jija.
You know, it's a basic military tactic.
O gbodo nimo bi a tin jagun.
To defeat an enemy.
Ko to le pa ota abi bori re.
Divide his forces.
O ya pin imo ogun re.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Do what? Divide his forces. Abi, you are in the armed force. You know what I'm talking about. Divide his forces. Because if they are together, they will be strong. And it will be difficult for you to fight them. But if you isolate them,
there is
something the military people call triple C. That is what you must aim at if you want to conquer an enemy quickly. The first one is command. Control. And communications. Once you can disrupt it and destroy it. It is as if you have just caught the head of a person or a snake. So all the parts of the body, they will not be wondering what's happening. Well, you know, where are we going to take instruction from? There will be nowhere to take, you know, orders from again. Basic military tactic. Divide them, then destroy them. Oh, sorry. Divide them, deceive them, then destroy them. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Is that not why today? Even when they invite you for a meeting, you say, which people want to do it?
Abi?
Can I tell you that up to 300 and something AD, if you study church history, there was nothing like, you know, somebody owns some people and things like that. There was nothing like that.
Or
the way we used to do it today, that one man will sit over so many people. That was not how it was being done. But from 300 AD, when the Roman Empire said that all of a sudden now they are born again, actually that was not what happened, because they were failing politically, so they needed something to just use as a crutch to hold themselves so that they will not fall down yakata.
Kì í ṣe ohun tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ lélẹ̀, wọ́n ti ní ìkùnà nínú ìjọba wọn ni sọ àwọn ọ̀nà tí wọ́n fi dìde padà.
Then all of a sudden, all their thousand temples to all their gods, they say that they are now Christian places of worship.
Lẹ́sẹ̀kẹsẹ̀ abẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní gbogbo ibi tí wọ́n ti ń ṣe ìbòrìṣà wọn wá sọ di ilé ìsìn Christianity.
From the original order that the apostles left,
kan tí àwọn apostles ṣe gbé kalẹ̀,
it is just small number of people.
Àwọn ènìyàn kéréje kéré.
You know, let's say like in this area now, just one small place that looks like Bible study, then in like two or three streets away, the same thing like that. Then like in this town now, okay, the church in Odemwewa are, you know, all those different groups of people, okay, that believe the same thing, and they are holding on to this faith. That is the church in Odemwewa.
Tẹ́lẹ̀ rí akọ̀rin ìpéjọpọ̀ àwọn ènìyàn tí ń kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ papọ̀ ní láti ìbùsọ̀kan àbí ibi kan débi kan, wọ́n wá parapọ̀, a máa pè wọ́n ní orúkọ ìjọ tí wọ́n wà yẹn gangan.
There were no mighty billboards with daddy and mommy grinning like this, nothing like that.
Kò sí àfihàn kan tí a fi pe èèyàn sí ìjọ tí a pé àwọn ọkọ àti ìyàwó ti ń darí ìjọ sílẹ̀.
Because if you do that type of nonsense, you have just shown the enemies who they should come and take and kill.
Nítorí tó bá ṣe rú nǹkan bẹ́ẹ̀, o ti ṣàfihàn ẹni tí ọ̀tá yẹ kó wá pa nìyẹn.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I need you to understand that this issue of cleansing is not what you just look at anyhow.
Mo fẹ́ kí o yọ pé ọ̀rọ̀ tí a ń sọ nípa ìwẹ̀nùmọ́yìn kì í ṣe ohun tí ó kàn fọwọ́ tẹ́ḿbẹ́lẹ́.
It is a thing that the Lord has to do for you, and it's a thing he has to do for you constantly, every time you come into the word of God.
Ohun tí Ọlọ́run gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe fún ọ tó sì gbọ́dọ̀ máa ṣe lóòrèkóòrè nígbàkigbà tó bá wá sínú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Let me ask you this.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n bèrè lọ́wọ́ wa báyìí.
Do you think that the devil likes somebody like me?
Ǹjẹ́ ẹ mọ̀ wípé ṣé Sàtánì fẹ́ràn ẹni bí èmi báyìí?
Eh? He won't.
Ṣé yóò fẹ́ràn irú èèyàn báyìí?
Because he hates and he fears those who say the truth.
Ó sì ń bẹ̀rù àwọn tí máa ń sọ òtítọ́.
Remember what I told you, that with God, one will chase a thousand.
Ẹ rántí pé mo sọ wípé pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run èèyàn kan yóò lé ẹgbẹ̀rún kan.
Two will put 10,000 to flight.
Méjì yóò lé ẹgbẹ̀rún mẹ́wàá.
Just 12 apostles.
Àwọn méjìlá, àwọn apostoli méjìlá.
Talking about 12 illiterates.
Mo ń sọ nípa àwọn tí ò mọ̀wé méjìlá.
What God achieved through them, all of us, we have not recovered from it.
Ohun tí Ọlọ́run ṣe láti ọwọ́ wọn wá àti ìbọnú rẹ̀
lónìí. The work that God used them to do, it affected this world's calendar.
Iṣẹ́ tí Ọlọ́run wáyé wá ń ṣe, ó yí padà ìka àbí òǹkà ọjọ́ lónìí.
12 illiterates.
Àwọn méjìlá tí ò kàwé
tí ò mọ̀ wé. And the calendar of all world changed.
Òǹkà ọjọ́ gbogbo àgbáyé ó yí padà.
They started calling the time that Jesus has not come before Christ.
Wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí pé ìgbà tí Jésù ò dé, ìgbà tí Jésù ò tí ì dé.
After he had left, after he had risen from the dead, they started calling, they now changed everything from when he was born to in the year of our Lord.
Wọ́n wá yí padà, wọ́n yí ìdàkejì ìgbà tí Jésù ti lọ tán ní ìgbà Olúwa wa.
Do you know that it's that same calendar that we're using today that we say 2010 AD?
Òǹkà ọjọ́ yìí náà la sì ń lò títí dòní.
12 illiterates.
Àwọn òpè méjìlá.
So if you and I,
tí èmi àti ìwọ,
if we will become serious with God,
tí a bá lè tiraka mọ́ sísìn wa pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
And despite everything that God has done in our lives up to now.
Àti pẹ̀lú gbogbo ohun tí Ọlọ́run ti ṣe nínú ayé wa títí dé àkókò yìí.
If we will take this prerequisite with it.
Tí a bá lè mú gbogbo àwọn ìlàkalẹ̀ yìí pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
This particular one that we are talking about, God himself washing us constantly.
Èyí tí a sọ nípa wípé kí Ọlọ́run fúnra rẹ̀ kó máa wẹ̀ wá mọ́ ní gbogbo ìgbà.
Do you notice that we are more than 12?
Ǹjẹ́ ẹ mọ̀ wípé àjù méjìlá lọ báyìí?
We are more than 12.
Àjò méjìlá lọ.
Do you also notice that all of us, we are young people?
Wípé ọ̀dọ́kùnrin ọ̀dọ́bìnrin sì ni wá.
If all of us are saying Jesus.
Tí gbogbo wa tí a bá wa Jésù.
It doesn't matter what it takes, it doesn't matter what it costs. The kingdom of God will shift forward or I will die trying.
Sir?
It doesn't matter what it takes. The kingdom of God will shift forward in my time or I will die trying.
Kò sí ohun tí ó gbà, ohunkóhun tí ó gbà, kò sí ìjọba Ọlọ́run gbọ́dọ̀ tẹ̀síwájú. Bí mo kú, bí mo yè náà.
And we are serious with in our commitment.
Tí a bá sì lè tẹra mọ́ ìsìn wa.
Do you know it will happen?
Ǹjẹ́ mọ̀ pé yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀.
I notice that the devil is not saying that he will not be defeated.
Sàtánì ò sọ pé òun ò ní di ẹni tí a ó borí rẹ̀.
All those devils, they are not saying that they will not fall down.
Gbogbo àwọn Sàtánì tí ẹ̀ ń rí yẹn, ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn wọn ò sọ pé àwọn ò ní ṣubú.
They are just saying I will not fall down before a small boy.
Wọn ò ní nǹkan tó ń sọ ni pé a ò gbọdọ̀ ṣubú níwájú ọmọ kékeré yìí.
I will not do what?
Mi ò gbọdọ̀ ṣubú níwájú ọmọ kékeré.
I will not do what? I won't fall down before a small boy. I know that this is my 6,000 year birthday since God created me.
Mo mọ̀ wípé a ti tó ẹgbẹ̀rún mẹ́fà báyìí sí ìjọ́nà ti dá mi.
How will I now fall down before one boy that is just 30 years old?
Báwo ni ṣe wá ṣubú níwájú ọmọ tó jẹ́ pé ọdún rẹ̀ ọgbọ̀n péré ni?
But when they see a man that is walking with the Ancient of Days,
ṣùgbọ́n tí wọ́n bá rí ènìyàn tí ń rìn pẹ̀lú ọba ayérayé,
they will say yes, a man has come.
Wọ́n sọ pé bẹ́ẹ̀ ni.
Not a boy.
Kìí ṣe ọ̀dọ́mọkùnrin.
A man has come.
Ọkùnrin ti dé.
Not a teenager.
Kìí ṣe ọ̀dọ́mọkùnrin ọ̀dẹ̀wẹ́wẹ́.
Because when this man Goliath, when he was looking for who to fight him, he didn't say, "Give me a boy."
Ǹgbà tí Goliath ń wá ẹni tí ó bàjẹ́ kò sọ pé ẹ fún mi ní ọmọ ọ̀dọ́mọkùnrin
kan. He said, "Give me a man."
Ẹ fún mi ní ọkùnrin ló sọ.
Everybody has been running for me. You know, they have been running away from me since.
Gbogbo àwọn ènìyàn ti ń sá fún mi tipẹ́tipẹ́.
Give me a man, let me fight, let me sweat.
Ẹ fún mi ní ọkùnrin kan, ẹ jẹ́ ń bá ìjà kí n bá
wó. Give me a man.
Ẹ fún mi lọ́kùnrin.
Do you know that the Bible says?
Ǹjẹ́ mọ̀ wípé Bíbélì sọ wípé.
Cursed is the land.
Ègbé fún ilẹ̀ náà.
Whose kings.
Tí ọba rẹ̀.
Are children.
Jẹ́ àwọn ọmọdé.
And whose princes.
Àti àwọn ọmọọba wọn.
Eat for drunkenness.
Wọ́n jẹ àwọn nítorí ìmutípara.
And not for strength.
Àti tí kìí ṣe fún agbára àti ipá.
Do you know that that's what God said?
Ẹ mọ̀ wípé nǹkan tí Ọlọ́run ọ̀rọ̀
náà sọ rí. We are unfortunate in our generation.
A ṣe kò gẹ́rẹ́ nínú àkókò wa yìí.
That we are led in the spirit by small small boys.
Nítorí pé à ń darí wa nínú ẹ̀mí láti ọwọ́ àwọn ọmọ kékeré.
So we, you know, small small boy, and you know, when a child, whatever you give a child, where will he put it?
Ohunkóhun tí ẹ bá fún ọmọ kékeré mo ló fi sí ẹnu rẹ̀.
That's why there's always suffering.
Èdè ìta fi ń rí wàhálà rèé àti ìyà púpọ̀.
That's why there's always offering.
Okay, èrèdí tí àwọn ọrẹ ta máa fi ń pèpè ọrẹ rèé.
That's why everything ends in money.
Èrèdí tí gbogbo ohun gbogbo máa fi ń wá sórí owó rèé.
Because children, whatever you give to them, what must happen?
Nítorí àwọn ọmọdé ńbo ni wọ́n fi gbogbo ohun tẹ bá fún wọn sí ẹnu ni.
That is why.
Èdè rèé.
That's why they now say to you, just come out now and as you are coming with this 1,000 naira, all your problem has ended.
Èdè ni wọ́n fi sọ pé oyè máa bọ́ ta, máa bọ́ ta, ẹ bá ti fi ẹgbẹ̀rún náírà lẹ̀ wàhálà yín tán.
Then by the time you collect 1,000 from all of you.
Gbà tí wọ́n bá gba ẹgbẹ̀rún náírà kan lọ́wọ́ gbogbo yín.
Count how many you are.
Ẹ wá kàyé tí ẹ jẹ́.
Láì gbé láì fà.
Without struggling.
Just get to me say, "Ya Buki, Turkey mo fẹ́ jẹ."
Yóò ti délé a ní. Bookie's mother, I want to eat turkey.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, if God will make you and I a man.
Ti Olorun ba le so iwa ati emi di okunrin.
If we are going to become instruments that will be effective in the hand of God.
Ti a ba le di elo ti Olorun yoo lo tara ni owo re.
The master must become the one that washes our feet.
Oluwa gbodo je ni ti o gbodo ma we ese wa.
Every time we come into the word of God.
Gbogbo ìgbà tí a bá wá sínú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Because the path of a just is as a shining light.
Nítorí pé ọ̀nà ìjọ yóò jẹ́ ọ̀nà tí ó ń tàn.
That shines brighter and brighter to the perfect day.
Tí ó sì ń tàn títí ọjọ́ tí ó pé.
There will always be something to wash.
Yóò a gbọ́dọ̀ rí nǹkan tí a gbọ́dọ̀ wẹ̀ ni.
See, I'm not saying that God will always be washing sin. That's not what I'm saying.
Mi ò sọ wípé gbogbo ìgbà Ọlọ́run sáà máa wẹ ẹsẹ̀.
Why do you eat? Is it just because you want to go and poo-poo?
Ṣé nítorí pé kẹ́ ẹ bá lè lọ yàgbẹ́ ni?
Is it not so that you can grow?
Ṣé kìí ṣe pé torí kò bá lè dàgbà?
So every time God speaks to us.
Gbogbo ìgbà tí Ọlọ́run bá ń bá wa sọ.
He prepares us and strengthens us for this battle.
Yóò máa mú ara wa sílẹ̀ fún ogun yìí ni.
By his word he produces men in us.
Pẹ̀lú ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ ó ń dá ọkùnrin gbé ọkùnrin jáde láti
inú wa. So you see somebody that is not very old.
Èrèdí ilẹ̀ fi rí ẹni tí ò tí ìdàgbà tó bẹ̀ gẹ́.
But because he's working with the Ancient of Days.
Nítorí pé ó ń bá ọkùnrin ayérayé ènìyàn.
The type of wisdom that will be coming out.
Àwọn ọgbọ́n tí ó máa jáde
láti inú. The type of power that will be coming out.
Àti agbára tí ó máa jáde láti
inú. The type of anointing that will be coming out.
Ìfàmì òòrùn tí ó máa jáde láti inú
rẹ̀. It is so that you will know the doer is God.
Yóò jẹ́ ìjẹ́ mọ̀ pé ẹni tí ń ṣe Ọlọ́run.
Anybody that Jesus will not wash his feet.
Gbogbo ẹni tí Jésù kò bá ní fọ ẹsẹ̀ rẹ̀.
You know, later when he got to Peter, he was saying this.
Ìgbà tí ó dé orí Pétérù ó sọ èyí pé.
When Peter was saying, "Lord, do you want to wash my feet?"
Pétérù sọ pé, "Olúwa, ṣé o fẹ́ fọ ẹsẹ̀ mi?"
Jesus told him.
Jesus sọ wípé,
if I don't wash you,
tí n bá fọ ọ,
you will not become part of what I'm doing.
O ní ní ìpín nínú ohun tí mò ń ṣe.
Do we understand it now?
Ǹjẹ́ ó yé wa bí?
So if he's not going to wash you,
tí ò bá ní fọ ọ mọ,
Jesus will, you know, beside you, he will be calling people and they'll be rising up and following him.
Ní ẹgbẹ́ rẹ̀, ó máa pe, Jesu yóò máa pe àwọn ènìyàn, wọ́n sì máa dìde, wọ́n máa tẹ̀lé.
You know, sometimes when we were in primary school,
nígbà mìíràn tí a kọ́kọ́ wà ní ilé ìwé alákọ̀ọ́bẹ̀rẹ̀,
when our teachers ask a question,
tí àwọn olùkọ́ wa bá bèrè ìbéèrè,
and we know it,
tí a bá mọ̀,
you know, excitedly, and he is not calling us up, he's calling some other people.
Pẹ̀lú nínú tí ò bá pé wà, ó wá ń pe ẹlòmíràn.
You know, excitedly, we'll be doing like this.
I don't
know whether they are doing it in, you know, when they, whether they did it in your own time.
Me mo be on se ninu
akoko. But when we were small,
ba ti akere,
they would do like this.
Yo ma ka lara pe e pe mi, e pe mi, e pe mi.
That's how you be crying.
Be ni o se ma ke.
And Jesus will be calling people beside you.
Jesus a ma pe awon eniyan legbe.
You will be calling only people that he has washed.
Yo ma pe awon eniyan to je pe o ti.
You will be calling only people that he is washed.
Awon ti o fo lowo lowo.
That's what happens.
Èrèdí ni àbí nǹkan tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ rí.
Up till now, while you are where you are,
títí di àkókò yìí, èrèdí tí ó fi wà níbi tó wà.
It is the same issue of washing.
Fífọ̀ àbí wíwẹ̀ yìí náà ni.
Because several of us, you know, because of some things you know in the Bible, you know, you automatically think that there is no new revelation.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa ń torí pé ìmọ̀ta nínú Bíbélì ó rò pé kò sí ìfihàn mìíràn mọ́.
And those demonic beings that are mighty, in the dark. Men like that. I will know that I've come across somebody that needs salvation.
Wọ́n wá sọ pé, ah, mo ti rí èèyàn tó jẹ́ pé ó nílò ìpàlà.
Yet he has written Bible commentary.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó ti ka àkọsílẹ̀, kó àkọsílẹ̀ nípa Bíbélì dáadáa.
Do you understand now? So the washer must be the Lord.
Ẹni tí ń wẹ̀ wá gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ Olúwa fúnra.
The instrument for the washing must be provided by him.
Ohun tí ó fi wẹ̀ wá, òun ló sì gbọ́dọ̀ pèsè rẹ̀.
And that's why we always need to come as we are before the word of God.
Èrèdí ló jẹ́ pé a gbọ́dọ̀ máa wá bí a ti rí.
Because God is the one that will introduce you to yourself.
Torí pé Ọlọ́run yóò fi ara rẹ̀ hàn.
Or do you know yourself?
Àbí ṣé o mú ara rẹ?
Me, I don't know myself.
Mi ò mú ara mi.
Moses up to age 80, he didn't know himself.
Moses títí di ọgọ́rin ọdún kò mú ara rẹ̀.
Until that day,
títí di ìgbà yẹn àti ọjọ́ yẹn.
When God revealed himself to Moses.
Tí Ọlọ́run fúnra rẹ̀ fi ara rẹ̀ hàn Moses.
He now introduced Moses to Moses.
A wá fi Moses hàn Moses náà bí ara rẹ̀.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Ǹjẹ́ ó yé wa bí?
That is the power that is in the word of God.
Agbára tí ó wà nínú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run rẹ̀.
The Bible says about itself.
Bíbélì sọ nípa ara rẹ̀.
It says that when we look at the word of God,
wípé tí a bá wo inú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run,
it is like a mirror.
Ó dàbí àwòjìjì.
But it's a double-faced mirror.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó ní ìpín méjì.
It will show us what we look like.
Yóò fi hàn wá bí a ti rí.
Then it will show us what we ought to be.
A ti wá fi hàn wá ohun tí ó yẹ ká jẹ́.
Am I making sense?
Ǹjẹ́ ó yẹ wa bí?
Then, and as we are trusting the Lord,
bí a ti wá ń gbẹ́kẹ̀lé Ọlọ́run,
and we are saying God,
a sì wá sọ pé Olúwa,
see what I'm supposed to look like.
Wo ohun tí ó yẹ kí n jẹ́.
But see what I am.
Ṣùgbọ́n wo bí mo ti rí.
By the power of his spirit.
Pẹ̀lú agbára ẹ̀mí rẹ̀.
He will begin to transform us into the same image.
Yóò wá máa yí wa padà sínú èrí rẹ̀.
From glory to glory by that same spirit.
Láti inú ògo dé ògo nípa ẹ̀mí kan.
But you must be ready to let God wash you.
Ṣùgbọ́n o gbọ́dọ̀ fi ara rẹ̀ jì, o gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe tán kí Ọlọ́run
kó lè wẹ̀. I'm not talking about wash you once in a while.
Mi ò sọ nípa kí ó wẹ̀ ọ lẹ́ẹ̀kan.
I'm saying that you have to come to the Bible as somebody that doesn't know anything because actually you don't know anything.
Mo ń sọ wípé o gbọ́dọ̀ wá tọ Bíbélì bí ẹni tí ò mọ ohunkóhun torí pé ò sì mọ nǹkan náà.
Several of us,
ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa,
you know, we don't see these things like that.
A kì í rí àwọn wọ̀nyí bá.
We believe for ti. I'm okay.
Bí mo ṣe wà yóò dáa.
After all, I'm trying.
Mo ṣe à ń tiraka.
You know when we are reading Revelation 3 from verse 1 yesterday.
Ìgbà tí a ń ka ìfihàn orí kẹta láti ẹsẹ̀ kínní lánàá.
Did Jesus,
Jesus,
did he have preference for somebody that tried?
Ṣé Jésù ó ní orí ọ̀fẹ́ fún ẹni tó jẹ́ pé ó tiraka?
Did he not just say that I have not found your work perfect?
Ṣé kò sọ wípé iṣẹ́ rẹ kò pé níwájú mi?
Amen.
Amen.
I'll give us one scripture before we run ahead quickly.
A ka ẹsẹ̀ kan ní Bíbélì ká tó tẹ̀síwájú.
Please let's go to John chapter 15 verse 3. John 15 verse 3. Please, if you are there, say amen. Please, what did the Lord say there?
You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you.
Amen.
He
said, you are cleansed and pruned already. Because of the word that I have spoken to you. Is it because of what you have read in your Bible? Is it because of what you have known before? Because of what? What me I spoke to you. Remember the way I started from. Is that a man cannot cleanse himself. Abi? You know, even when we are washing our back.
But is
there anybody that has ever washed all his back?
Say atireni kato fobogwe yire ma.
When I was little.
Batimosikele.
My old grandmother.
Yeah, me.
You know, because when she wants to take a bath, she will sit on a stool.
Yo wa joko lori aga.
Then she will not be calling me from inside the bathroom.
Yo wa ma pe mi lati ibi ti mo tin we.
I'm not at the door.
Mo wa so pe mo wa leyin le.
Say come inside, come inside.
Ani wale wale.
So when I enter, her back will be turned to me. She will not give me the sponge. She
will
not say, help me to wash my back. Amen.
Amen.
Today,
Lonely.
We have Christians that are professional dry cleaners. They know how to also wash themselves clean. Except that by the time they are now fully clean,
but
if they must come to Jesus, if it is that Jesus they want to come to, Jesus will not say, oh yeah, put off your clothes again. Do what? Put it all off again.
Oh yeah,
keep, let me wash you again. Because if I don't wash you, because if I'm not the one speaking to you, you cannot be cleansed. I'm the one that knows where is dirty. I'm the only one that can wash you clean. I'm the one that can make you what I want you to be. You cannot tell me what you think I want you to be. Because when you were dirty and you thought you were okay, I was the one that came and I told you that you are not okay. So you cannot now all of a sudden become, you know, so grown and so mature in understanding.
Oh, why they say look up or to walk money no yet
that you now start saying the Lord, don't worry, let me just wash myself.
Oh,
yourself.
Amen. Amen.
So we must let Jesus pour water into the basin. Every time we sit at his feet. And the Lord help us in that endeavor in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in that same place in John chapter
13.
And verse number 5. It says, and he began to wash the disciples' feet. You know, to wash the dirty feet of others require a measure of intimacy. Is that correct? You know, that brother sitting at the back there. You know I cannot be washing his feet from here. If I must wash his feet, I must be close to him. You see, by intimacy here, we are referring to how our feet and toes are formed. Such that the washer will have to discover caked mud and dust in places where the owner of the leg doesn't even know that there's mud or there's dust.
Kí ẹni tó lè fọ ẹsẹ̀ kó bá lè wo gbogbo bí tí ó dọ̀tí àwọn ohun tó dọ̀tí tó sápamọ́ sínú ẹsẹ̀ wa tí àwa kan pápọ̀ mọ̀.
In the same way,
ní ọ̀nà kan náà,
when the Lord Jesus washes us with the word,
tí Jésù fúnra rẹ̀ bá wẹ̀ wá nù pẹ̀lú ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀,
he gains access into the inner recesses of our lives and hearts.
Yóò gba àyè sínú àwọn tí ó ṣókùnkùn nínú ayé wa.
Washing us,
fífọ̀ wá mọ́,
and cleansing us,
wíwẹ̀ wá mọ́.
Just exactly, okay, as thoroughly as he can until we are completely whole.
Bí ó ti fẹ́ títí dá ó fi pé.
You know, I have already asked us to read Ephesians 5 verse 26 to 27 before.
Mo ti ní ká ka Efésù orí karùn-ún láti ẹsẹ̀ kẹrin.
So now I want us to read Malachi chapter 3.
Ìsìn a ó ka Malachi orí kẹta.
I know many of us, it's only tithe that we know that is in Malachi.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa ìdámẹ́wàá lárògbó wà nínú Malachi nìkan.
Cleansing is also in Malachi.
Wíwẹ̀ nù mọ́ wà nínú Malachi o.
Malachi chapter 3.
Malachi orí kẹta.
Verse 2 to verse 4.
Ẹsẹ̀ kejì tí dé ẹsẹ̀ kẹrin.
Amen.
Ṣùgbọ́n ta ni ó lè gba ọjọ́ wíwá rẹ̀, ta ni ó sì dúró nígbà tí ó bá fi ara hàn, nítorí òun ó dàbí ẹni tí ń dá fàdákà àti bí ọṣẹ afọṣọ, òun ó sì jókòó bí ẹni tí ń yọ. tí ó sì ń dá fàdákà yóò sì ṣe àwọn ọmọ léfì mọ́, yóò sì yọ wọn bí wúrà òun fàdákà, kí wọn kí ó mú ọrẹ òdodo wá fún Olúwa. Nígbà náà ni ọ̀rẹ́ Júdà àti ti Jerúsálẹ́mù yóò wu Olúwa gẹ́gẹ́ bí ti ọjọ́ ìgbani àti gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọdún àti ìjọ.
Amen.
Amen.
So we can see in this place,
a lè rí níbi tí a kà yìí,
that if he is coming,
ìgbà tí ó bá ń bọ̀,
please, he will come with two things.
Ohun méjì ni ó mú wá.
Whenever he's coming and he wants to come and speak to you as you are studying your Bible,
ìgbàkúùgbà tí ó bá ń bọ̀ láti wá bá ọ sọ̀rọ̀ bí ó ti ń ka
Bíbélì rẹ̀. He will come with two
things. Ohun méjì ni ó wá.
From that first verse, you know, where we read,
ibi àkọ́kọ́ tí àkọ́kọ́ kà yẹn,
what are those two things?
Àwọn méjì wo ni?
Eh? What are they?
Àwọn méjì wo?
He will come with two things. You said
ohun méjì.
He will come with fire.
Yóò wá pẹ̀lú iná.
And he will come with what again?
Ọṣẹ afọṣọ.
He will come with two things.
Yóò wá pẹ̀lú ohun méjì.
He will come with fire.
Yóò wá pẹ̀lú iná.
And he will come with soap.
Yóò wá pẹ̀lú ọṣẹ.
Luke 24 very quickly, put one hand here.
Luke orí kẹrìnlélógún.
You know, still put one finger in this place where you are in Malachi.
Ẹ jẹ́ àfi ọwọ́ kan síbi tí a kà ní Malachi.
Then let us run to the book of Luke very quickly.
Ẹ jẹ́ àlọ́wọ́ Luke orí kẹrìnlélógún.
Chapter 24. No. You don't even know the verse. Were you in the spirit? I want you to read for me. Okay? From verse 28, you will stop at verse 32.
And they drew nigh to the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to them, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our hands come with us? Can he talk with us by the way? And he opened to us the scriptures, and they rose up to the same house.
Amen. Thank you.
Wọ́n sì súnmọ́ ìletò tí wọ́n ń lọ, ó sì ṣe bí ẹni pé yóò lọ síwájú. Wọ́n sì rọ̀ wípé bá wa dúró. Nítorí ó di ọjọ́ alẹ́, ọjọ́ sì kọjá tán, ó sì wọlé lọ, ó bá wọn dúró, ó sì ṣe bí ó ti bá wọn jókòó tí ó ń jẹun, ó mú àkàrà, ó súre sí, ó sì bù ú, ó sì fi fún wọn. Ojú wọn sì là, wọ́n sì mọ̀ ọ́, ó sì nù mọ́ wọn ní ojú, wọ́n sì ń bára wọn sọ pé ọkàn wa kò wá gbiná nínú wa nígbà tí ó ń bá wa sọ̀rọ̀ ní ọ̀nà àti nígbà tí ó ń túmọ̀ ìwé mímọ́ fún wa.
I said that when he comes,
And
he's the one that is speaking to you. How many things will he come with? Two things. Number one is what? Fire. Number two is what? Soap. We have been talking about the soap dimension since. When we are talking about him washing our feet and cleansing it and stuff like that. This place that we read in Luke. Look at what those people said. They
said,
No wonder. No wonder. Did not our hearts burn within us? When he was the one that was speaking to us, and he was opening to us the scriptures. Amen.
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 How come? How does this happen? That place in Malachi. You know that place, I think it's verse 2 to 4, Abi. In verse 3 of it. He said when he now arrives, he will now sit down as a refiner and a purifier. He will be purifying with fire. If it is God that is speaking to you, there will be a burning in your spirit.
It
will begin to burn off every nylon bag of worldliness. All compromises and sin. It will begin to burn it away. It will begin to refine you. Whatever that is in your life that cannot pass under the eyes of God, who is a consuming fire.
He
will be burning them off. I don't know if it has happened to you before that you are reading your Bible and it looks as if your heart is burning. But let me tell you something about it. When a man falls inside water, let's say a man was going and now fell inside a swimming pool. You know when he comes out, what will happen to him? He'll be wet, Abi. If he keeps going like that, and sun comes out, please, what will happen to him again? If after 10 hours and he fell inside water, and he has now completely because of the sun. If you meet him on the way, will you know he fell inside anything? Except he tells you that, my brothers and my sisters, what about when a man falls inside fire? When he comes outside, will he be okay? You don't understand what I'm saying. If it is the word of God, it will burn your flesh. If a man is burnt with fire, I think that after a while, the mark will now fade away, Abi. Will it fade away? How long will he carry that fire? If you allow Jesus to come with you to wash you with his fire and his water. If you allow the word of God to have its full course with you, the fire of the word of God will burn you in such a way that it will create permanent irreparable damages in your flesh. If God has been speaking to you, if you say you have been born again, please, I am asking you today, where are your scars? Where are the scars that the word of God, where are the places that you have had accidents with the word of God? You know when people have accidents?
You
know they will not be balanced well again. Somebody was inside a car. And imagine that type of car somersault like 22 times. And that person was not using seat belt. When he comes out, how will he stand? Maybe like this. Abi? Am I right? I don't think he will stand like me like this.
You
may even do like this. When they say yes, come up now. Say yes, yes, no, I'm okay like this. When do you want to start having accidents with the word of God?
Pretend
that there's nothing the devil can do as a surgeon to repair you again. Accidents, the spirit of deception will not be able to say it's okay, let's move on. You know when a man is burnt with fire, wherever he goes to, he carries that car. Is that correct? Paul said,
Paul said,
let no man trouble me, because I bear on my body the brand marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Scars. It's possible that every time we come into the word of God, an irreparable damage can be done to your old life. It's possible. We just must allow Jesus to do the washing. We must just let him come with whatever dimension is coming with. If you baptize somebody with hot water, you don't understand. You want to do water baptism for somebody, water that is boiling water for a bath. You know when you put him inside one time, and you bring him out, and you put him inside the second time, and you bring him out, you know you have done the father, the son, you now put him inside the third time. By the time you bring him out, will there be skin left? That's what happens when we are baptized in the word of God. Because if any man is in Christ, he will become a new creature. All things will pass away. All things will now become new. Just the same way you have cooked that person that you baptized. Just the same way you have boiled him. And when you brought him out, he was looking different from when before he went inside. That's what happens when we allow Jesus to come with, whether it is hot water he wants to pour inside or cold water, that's what will happen. There is a fire dimension of the word of God. Those brethren said, isn't our heart born? Everybody's heart burns with something. There's something that makes you excited and fire you up with zeal. Do you understand? But when it is not the word of God, a man will just be on fire for nothing. You just go up and down with wasted fire. Wasted zeal. Remember that last night I was telling you that external zeal doesn't equal internal conviction. You know I was saying that.
To be
externally zealous without a burning within, when it's not that God has has made fire on the altar of your heart. And constantly, God keeps fueling this fire and is fueling it himself. There's no how one will not go back and sleep again. Let me ask you this question. Who can be sleeping? When fire is burning. Remember that the Bible says that they that sleep, when do they sleep? If we are on fire at night, no, I even said that you put the person inside water 3 times, hot water. Let's assume it's only once that you put him inside fire. I didn't say just his back like this. I'm saying you baptize him. You know the meaning of baptism. You know when you are baptizing somebody, no part will be left outside. Even if it's only once that you put the person inside the water and bring him out.
So that's it.
Throughout the night. Let's assume you now gave him like 20 Valium 5. You know, Valium 5 is simply a sleeping tablet. Whether you give him 20 or you empty all the factory of Valium. Whether he's taking it per minute or per second, will he sleep? Why won't he sleep? You said what? He's in what? He's in pain. There's a pain that our flesh needs. Our spirit man can be alive to righteousness. Our life of sin in the flesh, it needs this type of baptism. I'm sure you know that person will just, where he is, he will just be saying, yay.
Yay.
Yay. How long will he last? Before he now sleeps. Maybe 2 full days. You said what? Oh my Jubello. There is a burning that can happen to our flesh. I think it was Brother Joshua that was saying that there's a rapture before a rapture. Because I think I have about 10 or 15 minutes to finish and wrap up. So that when we begin to pray, I'm not talking about altar calls now. I am talking about God. What is going to happen to me that from henceforth I will be perpetually burnt? Because just as that person that we put inside hot water will never sleep throughout the night again. In the same way, if Jesus will wash us with the fire dimension of his word, do you know that throughout this night season, even if it lasts your entire lifetime and Jesus has not yet come, do you know you won't sleep? Remember yesterday when all of us came out, I was saying that even the people that are preaching to you, there's a point in their life that it started from. Are you sensing that may be this point now that God is speaking to you too about? Don't you think this is not that point? When an irreparable damage will be done and you can't go back again. Where a permanent crippling will happen to your flesh and you will not be able to do those old things and that old life you used to live again. The Bible says that he will sit down.
Bíbélì sọ pé yóò jókòó.
As a refiner and purifier of silver.
Bí ẹni tí ń yọtí sí ń fọ fàdákà mọ́.
You don't understand.
Ǹjẹ́ ó yé wa bí?
When they want to refine silver.
Tí wọ́n bá fẹ́ yọ fàdákà.
You know, they will say, you know, when you have a silverware, there's something that they used to write on it.
Tí o bá ti rí fàdákà rí, wọ́n máa ń kọ̀ọ̀kan sí lára.
They will say stainless what?
Wọ́n á ní fàdákà tí ò ní ìdọ̀tí kankan.
Abi? Abi? Even if it's wristwatch and it's silver wristwatch, abi? When you look at the back, they write what they will. Stainless steel.
Tó bá jẹ́ fàdákà àbí ago tí a fi fàdákà ṣe bákan náà ni wọ́n ti kọ́.
Let me tell you how they used to refine them.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká sọ bí wọ́n ti mọ ń yọ wọn.
First of all, they will melt them.
Lákọ̀ọ́kọ́ wọ́n kọ̀ọ̀kọ́ yọ wọn pátápátá.
You don't understand.
Ǹjẹ́ ó yé wa báyìí?
They will melt them, they will become liquid.
Wọ́n yọ wọn pátápátá, wọ́n dàbí omi.
Then they will keep boiling them and boiling them and boiling them.
Wọ́n wá máa gbé wọn sórí iná, wọ́n máa jó wọn, wọ́n máa jó wọn.
Up to the point when all impurities have been burnt off.
Títí dé àkókò tó jẹ́ pé gbogbo ìdọ̀tí a ó ti jó wọn pátápátá.
When they now pour them into a mold or a cast.
Tí wọ́n bá wá dà wọ́n sínú kòtò kan àbí ibi tí wọ́n fẹ́ ti mọ wọ́n kan.
Let's say it's the mold of a cup, okay?
Bí ohun tí a fi ń mu omi.
By the time they now do it.
Tí wọ́n bá ṣe èyí tán.
They will bring it out.
Wọ́n wá mú jáde.
The purifier until he sees his own image reflecting clearly on that steel.
Olùyọ ẹni tí ń yọ nǹkan àbí tó bá ń rí ara rẹ̀ tó ń farahàn nínú àwòdìdì kíní.
He will say it's not purified yet.
A sọ pé kò tíì mọ́.
So he will turn it back again to start again.
Yóò tún wá dà á sínú iná padà sórí iná padà pé.
Do you understand what the word of God is saying now?
Ǹjẹ́ ó yẹ wa báyìí ohun tí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run sọ.
If Jesus will come to you in his word.
Pé Jésù tó bá farahàn nínú ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
What will he do now?
Kí ni ó ṣe?
He will now create fire.
Yóò wá dá iná.
He will put you under fire.
Yóò gbé ọkà iná.
What will be happening now?
Kí ni ó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọ?
You will now be melting.
Yóò wá máa yọ.
Everything that is in your life that is not compatible with Jesus.
Gbogbo ohun tí ò lọ pẹ̀lú ọ̀dọ̀ Jésù àbí Jésù
náà. They will now be melting.
Wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí yọ.
And melting.
Wọ́n máa yọ.
Until you are now liquefied.
Tí ó fi dàbí omi pátápátá.
And he will now pour you into the mold of Jesus himself.
Yóò wá dà ọ sínú Jesus funara re.
Then he will now look at it whether he can see himself inside you clearly.
Yóò wá wo bí òun lè rí ara rẹ̀ jágere nínú
rẹ̀. Until he can see himself.
Àfi tó bá rí ara rẹ̀.
He will pour you back again on the fire.
Yóò tún dà ọ́ padà sórí
iná. That's why it looks as if you are having experiences that you don't like.
Ohun tí ó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ rẹ̀ tó jẹ́ pé àwọn ìrírí tó ń rí ó dà pé ò fẹ́ràn
wọn. It's not that God love you, he's just doing a work.
Kì í ṣe pé Ọlọ́run ò fẹ́ràn rẹ̀, iṣẹ́ kan ló ń ṣe.
If you look at verse 4 of Malachi 3.
Tí ó bá wo ẹsẹ̀ kẹrin Malachi oríkẹta.
After he has refined them like gold and silver is refined.
Nígbà tí ó bá ti yán wọn tán bí wúrà àti fàdákà tí a ti
wọ́n yán wọn. He says in verse 4.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹrin.
Then will the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasing to the Lord.
Nígbà náà ni ọrẹ Judah àti ti Jerusalem yóò wo Olúwa.
As in the days of old and as in the ancient
years. Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ti ọjọ́ ìgbàanì àti gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọdún àtijọ́.
Do we understand it now?
Ǹjẹ́ ó yé wa bí?
I'm sure you remember.
Mo mọ̀ pé ẹ ó rántí.
That before God.
Níwájú Ọlọ́run.
Can accept offering from a person.
Àbí kí Ọlọ́run tó gba ọrẹ lọ́wọ́ èèyàn.
He must accept the life that is offering the offering.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ gba ayé ẹni tí ó ń jọ̀wọ́ ọrẹ náà.
Am I making sense?
Ǹjẹ́ mò ń sọ̀rọ̀ báyìí.
Until you are now refined.
Àfi ìgbà tí a bá ti wọ̀ ẹ mọ́ tán.
Completely to become like Jesus.
So ti dàbí Jésù.
Even if you are in ministry.
Tó bá tẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ó wà nínú iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́.
Do you know that God will not accept what you are doing?
Ẹ mọ̀ pé Ọlọ́run ò ní gba iṣẹ́ ọwọ́ rẹ.
Because verse 4 of Malachi then.
Nínú ẹsẹ̀ kẹrin Malachi oríkẹta sọ pé nígbà náà.
Then meaning that after he has finished the work of refining.
Ó ní nígbà náà nígbà tí ó bá ti ṣe iṣẹ́ yíyọ àti wíwẹ̀
mọ́tán. When he's through with the work of purification and cleansing.
Tí ó bá ti ṣe iṣẹ́ fífọ̀ mọ́ àti wíwẹ̀ mọ́tán.
Then will our offerings become acceptable to him.
Ìgbà náà ni ọrẹ wa yóò wú yóò sì ṣe ìtẹ́wọ́gbà.
In the days of old.
Nígbà àtijọ́.
You don't know what that means.
Ǹjẹ́ ó yẹ wa bí?
That means that he cannot put side by side with what Paul has done, what you have done.
Ìgbà ìyẹn túmọ̀ sí pé a ò lè gbé kẹ̀gbẹ́kẹ̀gbẹ́ ohun tí ó ti ṣe àti ti Paulu.
All the holy apostles that have gone and all the holy prophets of God who even lived before Jesus, he cannot put your life and your work beside their lives and their works.
Ìgbà yẹn ló tó lè gbé iṣẹ́ rẹ pẹ̀lú àwọn apostoli mímọ́ tí ó ti rìn wọ́n wà kẹ̀gbẹ́ ara wọn.
That is when he cannot commit himself to you the way he committed himself to them. I don't know if you are here and you are ready for this cleansing this evening. If you are, stand up with me and let us pray. I want the song ministers to come and lead us in a song, Send Down Fire.
Mo fẹ́ kí àwọn tí wọ́n ń darí wa nínú orin kí wọ́n wá darí wa nínú orin yìí ran iná rẹ wá.
Where is Femi? You may have to lead o. Who is going to lead? I want us to begin to pray before the song comes.
Mo fẹ́ kí a máa gbàdúrà kí orin yìí tó dé.
Say Lord.
Sọ pé Olúwa.
Send down fire.
Ran iná rẹ sọ kalẹ̀.
Over my life, send down your fire.
Sinu aye mi lori aye mi ran ina re sokale.
Let it be impossible that when I'm now going through my Bible, it's always cold water and ice water.
Mo je ko sese fun mi mo to je pe igba ti ma wonu bibeli mi afi awon mi tutu ati awon mi to
lo. Send down fire.
Ran ina re sokale.
Lord, send down fire.
Ran ina re sokale.
Let there be a perpetual burning.
Je ki ina tin jo ni gba gbogbo.
Let there be a perpetual burning. The type of way in which I can be burnt and get burnt, you know, to such a level that throughout the night season I won't sleep.
Oh no, don't just pay team back be not turning bobo room you need some.
That throughout this world's end, in this night season, I will not sleep again. Where there would have been a permanent damage to my flesh. When God has done what only God can do inside me. It is
God's
the fire that has been coming is just lukewarm. That's why we have not been a place as we should be.
Ohun to je pe awon ina to nwa ina to lo ni ti ko gbona ti otutu ohun lo wa lo bi je pe ibi ta wa ina lati wa.
Something can happen that if you don't ever hear any right message again, you keep on it.
Ohun kan le sele ti o ba je wa gbo awon iwasu to to mo o si ma gbina sibe si.
Some of us, you put us, we will still be spiritual.
Awa kan to ba fi wa si ibi ki bi a o si je ni emi
sibe. That can happen to you too.
Eyi le sele si ona.
Enough of hinging your spirituality to being around brethren.
O to ge ko ma je ki igbe aye emi re ko je yi to je pe afi to ba wa laarin awon ara nikan ni.
It is possible that even when you are the only Christian wherever you are, you will still be burning.
O le se se to je pe to ba je won ni Christian ni bi kibi to ba wa o si ma gbina sibe.
It's possible.
O le se se.
Let's tell him, Lord, send down fire.
E je ka so fun Olorun ran ina re so kale.
Send down fire, Holy Ghost fire, send down fire again, Holy Ghost fire.
In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
I want all of us to be in the spirit of what God is about to do.
Mo fe ki gbogbo a wa ni iru iri ohun ti Olorun fe se ninu emi bayi.
So let me show us something.
E je ki fi ohun kan wa.
Let's go very quickly, I think, to 1 Kings 18.
E je ka sare lo wo iwe awon ba kini ori keji dilogun.
Please just give me some time to quickly look for it.
Ebo mi ni akoko lati wa.
Amen. I'm going to read to us about two different places where fire came down.
Okay, be meji to je pe ina ti sokale.
Remember that we are leaving this meeting by tomorrow morning.
Je ka ranti pe a n fi ipago ile ni ola.
It is possible that fire can come on your own altar too.
O le sese ko je pe ina yo sokale sori
pepe. The altar of your own heart too can receive fire.
To je pe pepe okan re na le gba ina.
Such that you keep burning and keep burning and keep burning.
To je pe o kan o ma dona o ma gbina o ma gbina.
You see, if it is men that start the fire,
to ba je eniyan lo da ina yi.
It can go off when you are tired.
O le ku nigba ti o ba re o.
But if it is God that kindles a fire in your heart,
to ba je Olorun lo nda ina ise okan re,
perpetually you be ablaze.
Si gbogbo igba o gbina je ni.
Amen. Are you in that place in 1 Kings chapter 18? Huh? Okay. Now, I want us to read together from verse 34. Are you there? From verse 34, we'll be reading down. And it says, and he said, fill four pitchers with water and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood. And he said, do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. Verse 35. The water flowed around the altar. And he also filled the trench with water. Verse 36. And at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, today let it be known that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done these things only according to your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that these people may know that you, O God, are God, and that you have turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stone and the dust, and it licked up all the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord is God. The Lord is God. Amen. I'm sure that you remember. I said, I am sure that you remember. I'm sure that you remember that even in the book of Acts chapter 2, that was how fire came down upon all the 120 disciples that were seated in the upper room.
Your spirit,
your spirit man too can receive fire today. The type of fire that it will be perpetual and it will last for a lifetime. Begin to take that song again. I want you to talk to God. Say, Lord, on the altar of my heart, send on fire. In the name of Jesus.
Send down fire again. Holy Ghost fire.
Send down fire.
Send down fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Send down fire again.
Send down.
Holy Ghost
fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Send down fire.
Send down fire. In Jesus' most precious name. Let's go very quickly to Leviticus chapter 9. Leviticus chapter 9. We are going to be reading from verse 23 to verse 24. Because something is going to happen to your heart today. Leviticus chapter 9.
Leviticus
chapter 9. From verse 23 to verse 24. And it says, And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation.
Moses and Aaron is in
and they came out. And they blessed people. And they blessed people. And the glory of God appeared to all the people. And there came a fire out from before the Lord. And consumed upon the altar the burnt offering. And the fat. Which when all the people saw, they shouted and they fell on their faces.
Holy Ghost, Rántí ìgbà tí ó di àtún bí o.
Remember how you used to love the Lord.
Rántí bí o ti nífẹ̀ẹ́ Ọlọ́run tó.
Look at how much joy your fire was.
Ìwọ wo bí iná rẹ ti rí nígbà
yẹn. What happened to you?
Kí ló ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọ?
How did you lose that fire?
Báwo ló ṣe sọ iná
yìí? You're not going to bed to collect
the package. Ṣé o ní bẹ̀bẹ̀ kó o lè gbá padà?
You're not going to collect the package.
Ṣé o ní bẹ̀bẹ̀ kó o lè gbá padà?
You beg and say God.
Ṣé o ní bẹ̀bẹ̀ pé Olúwa o?
Restore this fire to me.
Dá padà fún mi.
Restore this fire again.
Ọlọ́run tún dá.
Send that fire.
Ṣé
o ní bẹ̀bẹ̀ kó o lè gbá padà?
Báwo ìbàwo ló dà báyìí?
But they are now chasing up and down in a dream.
Tí wọ́n ń lé káàkiri lójú àná.
Every time you sleep, they must give you food to eat.
Gbogbo ìgbà tó sùn, wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ fún ọ lóúnjẹ jẹ.
When did you become like that?
Ìbàwo leléyìí wá ṣẹlẹ̀ sí
ọ. It's because you are not on fire.
Nítorí pé òògùn iná jẹ mọ́ ni.
It is because now you are cold.
Nítorí pé o ti tutù báyìí ni.
Will you not beg this?
Ṣé o ní bẹ Jésù báyìí?
Upon this my altar.
Lórí pápá mi yìí. Ṣé o ní ká iná titun síbẹ̀?
Are you not going to cry out to the Lord?
Ṣé o ní ṣé Ọlọ́run?
I say Lord.
Ọlọ́run.
Sindu le fire.
Tún iná rẹ̀ dá.
Sindu le fire.
Tún iná rẹ̀ dá.
Àníná tí ò ṣe dojú kọ.
Ah!
Iná tí ò ṣe dojú kọ.
The fire that cannot be withstood.
Iná tí ò ṣe dojú kọ.
The fire that cannot be withstood.
Olú ẹja sínú ayé mi.
Lord, be kindled in my heart.
Olú ẹja sínú ayé mi.
Lord, be kindled in my life.
Iná tí ò ṣe fojú di.
The kind fire that cannot be watered.
Iná tí ò ṣe fojú di.
The fire that always.
Olú ẹja sínú ayé mi.
Lord, burn it in my heart.
When did you become cold?
Gbàwo ló di títù.
When the Bible study became a burden. When the Bible study became a burden.
Báwo ni ìgbàwo ni ẹ̀kọ́ Bíbélì wádìí wàhálà fún ọ.
When the prayer became wàhálà.
Báwo ló ṣe di wàhálà.
When the prayer became wàhálà.
Báwo ni àdúrà gbígbà wá ṣe di wàhálà.
Not going to be king to
today. Ṣé o ní tun dá lónìí.
Would you beg him and say send him fire.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ pé Olúwa rán iná rẹ sọ̀kalẹ̀.
Send him fire lọ.
Iná rẹ sọ̀kalẹ̀.
Send him fire. Send him fire.
When did you become somebody?
Báwo ló ṣe di ẹni ayé
báyìí? When did you become somebody?
Báwo ló di ẹni ayé yìí?
That is now afraid of witches and wizards.
So wá di ẹni tí ń bẹ̀rù àjẹ́ oṣó.
When did you become afraid of juju?
Ìgbàwo ló bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí bẹ̀rù ogun.
I want you to remember where you started from.
Rántí ibi tó ti bẹ̀rẹ̀.
Remember where you started from.
Rántí ibi tó ti bẹ̀rẹ̀.
I know you are not like this.
Mo mọ̀ pé báyìí kọ́ ló ṣe rí
tẹ́lẹ̀. You were never like this.
Báyìí kọ́ ló ṣe rí tẹ́lẹ̀.
When did you become like this?
Ìgbàwo ló wá dà báyìí.
Jesus is asking you.
Jésù ń bèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
When did you become like this?
Báwo ló ṣe dà báyìí?
Are you not going to beg him?
Ṣé o ní bẹ̀ báyìí?
Say no.
Olúwa o.
No.
Olúwa o.
Send on fire.
Rán iná rẹ sọ̀kalẹ̀.
Send on fire.
Rán iná rẹ sọ̀kalẹ̀.
send the fire. Holy Ghost fire.
Badula, badula.
Send your fire.
Adora, adora.
Talk to Jesus.
Adora.
Talk to Jesus. Oh,
thank
you. Something I put on YouTube. Holy God.
Something I put on YouTube.
Oh, yes, I see you right now.
Send your fire again.
Send your fire,
Holy Ghost fire,
send your fire again, Holy Ghost fire,
send your fire.
Holy Ghost fire,
send your fire again,
and down fire,
Holy Ghost fire,
send down fire,
right now, rest
your fire, Holy
Ghost fire, in time, remember. Inna ti mi o le gba ninu re lai lai.
Holy Ghost fire.
I want you to remember when you first started.
Mo fe ko ranti igba to bere.
I want you to remember your first love.
Ranti ife akoko re, ife isaju.
Remember your first love.
Ranti ife isaju re.
Look at what your spiritual life used to look like then.
Wo ibi aye mi re nigba yen.
The same Holy Spirit that made it happen then.
Emi mi ma to je ko sese nigba yen.
He can make it happen again.
O tun le je ko sese nisin.
He can now.
O tun le se nkan nisin.
Talk to him in the name of Jesus.
Pastor, on your call, Jesus.
Give me all in my life.
Give me all.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
Baba, ni oruko Jesu,
we thank you for this evening.
Adupe lowo yin fun irole.
The Bible says that better is the end of a thing.
Bibeli so pe daradara ni opin ohun gbogbo.
Than the beginning thereof.
Jo ibere le lo.
For how far you have led us.
Didide yin te dari wa.
For how far you have taken us.
Didide bi te ti dari wa de.
We say thank you in the name of Jesus.
Aso pe ese ni oruko Jesu.
You have kindled a flame in our heart.
Etun ti tun ina okan wa jo.
May it never go out in Jesus' name.
Ema jo lo mo ni oruko Jesu.
May it never die out again in the name of Jesus.
Ema tun je oku mo ni oruko Jesu.
Help us to learn how to bear this fire.
Eran wa lowo lati le gbe igbe aye igbina yi.
Help us to learn how to carry this fire.
Lati le ma gbe ina yi.
So that fire extinguishers will not extinguish us again in Jesus' name.
To gbe ge to je pe awon apa na o ni pa ina wa mo.
Let the grace of God.
Je ki ore ofe Olorun.
Keep fueling this fire.
Go bere si mu ina yi mo
dasi. In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
From now onwards.
Lati akoko yi lo.
Let it just be that you just be putting more fuel in it.
Je ko dabi pe e o ma da ororo si.
In the name of Jesus.
Oruko Jesu,
we thank you, Father.
Adupe baba. Agbe yinga Oluwa.
In Jesus most precious name.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on 080-8133-8536 080-7455-8177 081-4099-1321 or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com. When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life?